theirs beats Battlestar Galactica.
Nerd! You merely adopted the dark. I was born in it.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the munders.
Bazinga.
Two in the box.
Ready to go.
We be fast.
They be slow.
Cool.
Oh, caca to your face. S.O.S. caca.
Are we recording?
Yes. Hey! S.O.S. caca.
Welcome, everybody.
That was fantastic.
High
five. I've been waiting for 20 minutes for you to fucking start it, and that's when you started.
Yeah.
Welcome, everybody.
Magic.
You did catch magic. Philhar magic. Oh.
Tabled.
Welcome to the Mount Geek War podcast. Your favorite podcast. Your podcast.
I said table, damn it.
Well,
you fucking moments, goddamn. What is happening? This is what happens when Nary's not here.
Welcome to the Mount Geek War podcast, your favorite podcast where we discuss the.
Get it together.
We all clearly snorted pixie dust before starting this podcast.
You were talking about snorting shit.
Clearly.
Oh, welcome to Mamas and Merlot.
We are sober. We really are.
Sure, Jan. We're your favorite podcast where we discuss the Mount Rushmore of your favorite pop culture subjects. Today's subject, when you look at your listening devices, fuck boys. No.
Oh my God, can we
That's
do a
totally a good mountain.
Oh my God. It's appropriately I use the term fuckboys when we're talking about the Disney rides. Best Disney attractions, both past and current. That includes shows, that includes the rides. You have to, if you're gonna bring it out to the table, you have to have experienced it personally.
It also includes any park around the world.
Correct.
As long as you have ridden them and experienced it personally.
Correct.
You can't just like have seen a YouTube video.
What she said.
Correct. Thank you, Steph.
You're welcome.
And my name is Jeff. The person you just heard Steph.
Hi.
From Mamas and Merlot.
Hello.
We've got Steph. Dave from a bunch of podcasts with me.
Howdy.
And we've got, we're not San Signs.
No.
We've got Vanessa Signs.
Hi. Howdy.
From Mamas and Merlot.
Also from Mamas and Merlot.
And from a soon to be named podcast.
If you've been listening to the podcast this week, you've heard three of our voices on the majority of them.
And you will continue to hear us.
And you will, as I'm going to be on all of them. So, Steph.
Me too.
So,
welcome to the What's Up Jeff podcast.
Yes. Welcome to the Jeff and Steph podcast week.
Jeff and Steph week. What's up?
Jeffrey and Stephanie's week of fun.
Yay!
Wee! That's a good one. Yeah.
It's a caca.
It's a deep cut. Deep cut.
All right,
right
there. So how did you guys pick your mountains? Let's go. Let's mix it up because Neri's not here. Let's go this way.
Yeah. Well, ladies first.
Let's go, ladies first. So, Steph. Okay.
I had a list of 22 possibilities.
Every ride was on my list.
No.
Neri's currently going. Fuck no. She's not gonna. She's gonna have 17 fucking honorable mentions.
Well, he's not.
I have like 8 honorable mentions.
I just had to add one after my intro.
Then, because I have been to all 4 Orlando parks, I've also been to Disneyland and Disney California Adventure. So I had.
Why are you showing off, bro?
I know. Fuck.
Whatever.
I've got
the only
money.
That hasn't been to Disneyland.
I know. That's why I get to be salty.
But yeah, so I picked from both parks, and I have 2 from Disneyland and 2 from Disney World. And basically what narrowed it down for me, my deciding factor into picking what was actually on my mountain, because it was really, really hard. We're annual pass holders. Like, we went 2 weeks ago. Like, we're there at least 3, 4, 5 times a year. I guess what my tipping point was, am I willing to wait at least an hour for this ride without a fast pass? If I am, it made my mountain.
Okay.
So, that being said, I feel like it's a little not unfair, but I feel like I'm not properly doing my research because I haven't written the Avatar stuff yet, and it hasn't it's open. None of us have been able to do it yet. We were there the weekend it opened, and it was just madness. Like, we had friends that went that waited like 4 hours for a flight of passage,
and we are totally okay with that, but we had our 3-year old with us,
right? We had our 3-year old with us, and I wasn't gonna put him through a 4-hour line because I would murder
fuck that
myself.
I wasn't gonna put myself through a 3-hour line,
but it was a 4-hour line to a fucking lion if I
it was a
that.
4-hour line just to get into
right
Pandora.
No, they,
so
they spent
the rides.
All day just in Pandora. Like, they waited 4 hours for the ride, they waited an hour for the restaurant, they waited another 3 hours for the other ride, and they waited an hour and a half for the store.
That's annoying.
So they waited, you know, and that's what they wanted to do. That's fine. They don't have kids, like, and they said it was great, totally worth it. Like, a lot of people that I know that waited 4 hours for that ride said that it was worth the wait. That okay. that ride is so
but
good that it's
that,
worth
that is,
a 4-hour wait.
For everyone listening, that is the reason why you won't hear any of the Avatar stuff on here, because
right. None of us
I'm sure that it would make at least one person's mountain.
Right. So that yeah, that that's what that's how I made my mountain.
Okay, Vanessa.
Sorry,
I know just, you're I trying on makeup samples.
I got new lipstick today.
Good place to try it on your hand.
Yeah,
swatching. I don't know girl stuff.
It's called swatching.
Oh, I'm so proud of you. Wow, you are so getting laid today.
All right.
Wow.
Babe, it's called swatching. Chrissy, you hear that?
So you'll get laid next week when she hears it.
Yeah. Well, we don't have a kid this weekend.
Ah, well, you'll get laid this week and next week.
All right.
Okay, so I pretty much same thing along the lines of like,
or we
like
know next week
that Stephanie week. Said. If I'm not willing to wait for it, then
I don't like it that much.
I didn't really put a time restraint on it, but yeah, if I'm not willing to wait over an hour to get on the ride, then I don't want to do it. But a lot of my honorable mentions are stuff that I wouldn't wait for because I just love them.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah,
David,
I just went with all time favorites. Rides immediately started to pop into my mind, and pretty much the order in which they popped into my mind is the order in which they're placed. You know, there's a lot of great rides. I love roller coasters. I am a huge roller coaster guy, but
Disney's not where you go.
Personally, for me, Disney's not about Disney's not about the roller coasters.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I am agree much more. I'm much more into. Yeah, I know. I know that I'm gonna be the only guy that has, at least one of these rides on here, and it's I'm into the old school Disney stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I am
things
huge.
They debuted at the 1962 World's Fair.
1933. That's where she was at.
She's older than Dave, so she's not gonna be there.
I'm huge into.
You started it. I didn't start it.
I did.
I'm huge into vintage, like Disneyana, like this.
No way.
Shocker.
Impossible.
I need proof.
He's not wearing a fedora today.
Yeah,
I am not.
But it was the good old days where you wore suits to the parks.
Yeah.
Have you seen pictures of
Dapper Day?
Well, not only that, but in 55. When
they all wore
the park,
suits.
Like, they are dressed.
It was
to the
Dave
nine.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
It was Dave everywhere.
We're going to ride the Pirates ride in my nice new suit.
Well, there was a time when a man took pride in the way he dressed. I mean, for me, I'm really into the dark rides, you know.
Is that like dark magic? No.
Sure. No, those are those ones where you're in like a little car and you go through.
No, I know. I've just been listening to Harry Potter podcasts, so everything's dark now.
Dark, yeah. Dark arts.
Jeffrey,
Defense Against the Dark
Jeffrey?
Arts.
I kind of just went with my pretty much. It's the rides that I have to do when I'm there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The ones that if I don't do them when I'm there, I'm sad. I'm a sad panda.
Okay.
That's it. I'm simple. I'm easy. That's why I said, let's do this topic, because I already had 3 out of my 4.
Cool.
Like that.
All right.
I've been dying to do this topic.
It's also, like, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, it's our first Disney topic on Geek War.
Dedicated to just Disney?
I think so.
Yeah.
Might be.
Yeah.
I mean, I know Disney things have come up here and there, but like,
I think this is our first. Yeah.
We're all on Geekmore, really big Disney fans. Yeah.
Right. So I don't know how it's taken us. What episode is this?
This is probably in the 60s now.
Yeah. Why it's taken so long for.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So, yeah. All right. So
hopefully there'll be more Disney episodes in the future.
What's your number four? 62.
My number four is Radiator Springs Racers at Disney's California Adventure.
Awesome. Awesome. Awesome.
I've never been on that.
Me neither.
Sounds great.
It is
amazeballs.
Okay. It actually is amazeballs. When you. I 5 years ago went. I've been to California twice, and both times I went to Disneyland. The second time I went was without David. I went with a friend of mine. Mm. And it's a girl, relax.
Yeah.
And we went, I want to say, like 2 or 3 weeks after California Adventure had opened up the Cars Land expansion. And walking into Cars Land, you feel like you are walking on the set. If that were like a live action movie, this is what it would be.
Okay.
It's so detailed. Yeah, it's so perfect in just the main street with the one blinking light.
You half expect Casa like Ramon to drive out and like, hey, what's up?
And the gas station and like, you know, Sarge's, the Cozy Cone Motel, that each little cone is like a different food station. It's like the cutest little thing. And at the end of the street, the fountain with the
Stanley.
With Stanley. It's like the whole thing is, it's like perfect. At the end of the street is Radiator Springs Racers, and it's kind of like in like those like Red Rocky Mountains or whatever looked in. And so essentially, if you've been on Test Track, you've been on this, but the theming is so well done because the outdoor portion comes first. So you race outside first and you're racing another car, and then you go in and your car gets, you see like all the Cars characters, and you and Sarge stops you because you're speeding, and it's like you basically go through kind of a little bit of the movie, and then you can split off and like Ramon gives you a new paint job or Luigi gives you new tires, and you know, you talk to Lightning and Mater. It is so cool. It's so submersive. And it seems silly because it's the same as Test Track, and Test Track isn't that great. I mean, it's fine, but it's not that great. But this is more the immersion and the detail of this ride that, and the whole of Cars Land in general, that like really solidified this for me. I was blown away. I actually waited several times for this ride in the one day that I was there. And this last time I rode it, Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez were sitting behind me, and it was chaos.
In the car?
In the car behind my car.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I got off, and there was like a whole crowd of people, and I'm like, did I get famous and not know about it? Like, what the fuck is going on? And they're like, no, Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez are on the ride. And I'm like, no, they're not. I turn around, and out walk fucking Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez, and I was like, oh.
There they are. There they
okay.
are.
So that happened. So
she called me right after.
I was like, oh my God.
She sent me a really blurry picture.
Yeah.
I was like, what Bieber. Is that? And she was like, Justin Bieber. Selena.
I don't really like Justin. I don't care about them, but it was cool. Just, I mean, being in Southern California is cool because you see a lot of celebrities all the time just doing normal
tell
shit.
Tell me more.
Tell me more. Selena Gomez has really pretty hair. Like, did he have that's what car. Stood out to me is that her hair is like, it shines. It's really pretty hair.
Oh my God. Yeah,
it's the juice treatment that she does. Yeah, it's a fruit extract and all that stuff. They put it, yeah, it's good.
I broke her.
What'd you say?
I go, oh my gosh, I need to make my hair pretty, pretty hair. Oh my God, it's Justin Bieber.
If you have the opportunity to, if you're in Southern California and you have the opportunity to go to California Adventure and Disneyland, like, do it because it's so, you went really, you actually were able to go recently.
Yeah,
and that's in California Adventure.
It's in California Adventure. Like Steph said, I didn't make it out for that trip. I had to work, and so I told her, no, you go ahead, you know, have a good time. And so I finally made it out. When was it? Back in March?
April. Yeah, like March or April.
Yeah. And she told me, she was like, you have to do it.
I told them, if you do nothing else all day, like, you have to do this. Like,
it's- yeah. And I was blown away. It was incredible.
Even with all the buildup?
Yeah, even with all the buildup, I was like, okay, well, I mean, it can't be that good, you know. And I knew that it was the same track as Test Track, which Disney does often. You know, parks recycle their stuff; it keeps the cost down. And so I didn't go in there expecting everything that she was telling me. And it really was
cool.
You know, as soon as you, and for me, the best thing about Radiator Springs isn't necessarily the ride itself, but the atmosphere and the environment.
Yeah.
From the moment that you walk on that main street, mm-hmm. you're transported.
You
to,
really are. You're like fully
to Radiator
immersive
Springs. It is incredible what they did there.
So, which gives me hope for like all the new stuff that they open up. Like, you know, we have, like we said, we haven't done Avatar yet, but Avatar, I've heard, is that immersive. I'm sure Toy Story Land is going to be that immersive, and I know Star Wars is going to be that immersive. So that, if that's the direction where the Disney parks are heading, and as far as, you know, development in their further expansions, then, you know, I'm all for it because it's great.
Cool. All right, so that's your number four.
So Radiator Springs Racers, right?
Radiator Springs Racers.
I'm writing everything
down. At Disney's California Adventure.
Okay, I'm not writing all that down.
A California Adventure.
Okay. My number four is Tower of Terror in MGM.
Solid pick.
Because hashtag MGM forever.
MGM
it's an honorable
forever.
Mention yeah. for me.
I only call it MGM.
Didn't even make my honorable mentions.
It's an honorable mention for me.
It did not make my honorable mentions either.
Really? I love that ride.
A ride about the 19 that takes place in the 1940s.
Hold your tits. Hold your tits. Who was the one person when they announced that they were doing the Guardian? Everybody's holding their tits. And I'm looking up. I'm not looking at anybody's eyes, not even Dave's. But I can see in peripheral that there's titties being grabbed. That when they did the Guardians of the Galaxy thing, he was so mad.
Oh, vehemently. Yeah.
Vehemently?
Vehemently.
Isn't it is it vehemently?
It's vehemently. Vehemently.
Second best school. exactly. Sorry, the whole Dave grabbing his tits thing.
They teach you the theory at number two. We put it into application at number five. It's fine.
Like in the Guardians of the Galaxy, when they announced that they were going to get rid of it, you were like,
yeah, up in
protesting.
Arms. Yeah.
But it's still not worth even the honorable mention because you cared about it that much that you were furious.
I do care about it that much.
But it's not the one here. It's the one over there. So who cares?
They'll do it to the one here eventually.
Okay. That's why it's doing really well.
They'll bring it over here.
So
anyway, go ahead.
It's the same.
Sorry, but that just threw me off because I figured that it would be at least in your honorable mention.
Nope.
Okay.
Sorry. It was in contention, but
okay.
I kind of thought it would be on other people's mountains. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Sorry,
boo-boo. It's fine. No more things to talk about. So what I forgot to mention when I said when I made my mountain, a lot of things that I took into consideration now is also what I ride with Sophie and if she likes it or not. Sophie's my 5-year-old.
I know what's making your mountain then.
It doesn't matter. It's going to be on your mountain too.
Hell, fuck yes. I'm going to be on my mountain.
But yeah, so the first time I tried to ride this
savage. I'm not a savage.
The first time I tried to ride this with her, we got all the way to the elevator and she sat down and she freaked out and we had to get off the ride.
Holy shit.
She started crying. I don't want to do it.
None of the creepy shit before.
No.
Including the room where
she was just like,
I did the same shit and my dad made me ride it. My dad's like, we're already here. We're not getting off.
I was about to, but we didn't wait that long. Like, we waited maybe 15 minutes. No, I mean, so it wasn't
sometimes
like,
a ride that
Yeah, but when that shit first opened up when we were that age, like, that shit had a 2-hour line.
Yeah, no. Yeah. We didn't wait that long. So, like, we were standing there and people kept, like, talking to me. They're like, she's gonna ride this. I'm like, yeah, she's really brave. Because
she's Sophie
normally
the Brave.
Is. Yeah, she's Sophie the Brave. Hashtag Sophie the Brave. So we got all the way to the elevator. She like sat down, I buckled her seatbelt and she was like, I don't wanna do that. And I'm like, are you sure? But like hysterical crying. Not
and then,
just
and
like,
then you said, wait for me then, and you left her there.
I thought about it. Right, okay. I thought about it. I was like, I can't leave a 5-year-old alone.
So, just leave her with the nice usher man. Yeah.
You turned to her and you said, it's raining, it's pouring, it's
She'd
raining.
Be like, shut the fuck up, Mom.
Creeper?
But the second time I tried to take her, she did it. And she cried during the ride. But she loved it and she was like, I want to do it again. So she's like, Mommy, I want the elevator. I want the elevator. So I love the ride. I think it's so much fun. I like drop rides.
Yeah.
And I think, I don't know.
I like the Disney rides where cast members are allowed to be a little asshole-y.
Yeah.
So.
Hello.
Like, yeah.
But shocker. You like the ones where people can be assholes?
But I also like that they're. It's so different from the other rides. Like all the other rides, they're like cheerful and right. They're like, oh, let's watch your step, and then this one they're like, Yeah, maybe we'll see you when you get back.
So, I think this is one of the rare occasions where the alterations made to the ride have made it better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Significantly better.
It used to be just one drop.
It was the one drop when it first opened, and then it's gone through five different changes.
Right.
And now it's a different ride every time. And I think they make use of that screen at the bottom of the ride excellently.
Yeah.
You know, there's a couple variations of the ride where you drop all the way down and then they show you that screen again, and that's like, oh fuck, it's still going on, and you shoot back up. Mm-hmm. I do love this ride.
Good choice.
Yeah. Awesome choice.
It's a great, the theming throughout the way is fucking fantastic. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of homages to the other Twilight Zone episodes. Right. And hell, I'm not ashamed to admit it. I like the Steve Guttenberg movie that they made on the ride. I like it. Huh? Did you ever see it?
I saw it once, I think.
Christy likes it too.
It was for the Wonderful World of Disney.
Yeah. I haven't seen it in a long, long time.
I dug it because I like the ride. I do like the ride.
I like the ride. And
there's a fedora.
Of course there is. Of course you're on the fedora.
When you enter the lobby of the hotel, that looks exactly like a fedora that I have.
Don't they all look the same?
Oh, that's fedoraist.
Oh, it's fedoraist. I love when you're sitting like in the elevator cart and you feel it leave the elevator shaft, and it's like going through, like it just feels
when it starts moving
through the hallway, and then when all the lights go out and it gets dark, it's like you can't see
your hand.
Yeah, it's creepy. It is creepy, and I'm very proud of Sophie for not screaming hysterically through the whole ride.
There's something that I don't know how Disney does it, but they have a way of bringing emotions out of you while you're standing in line. And
they set the mood really well.
They managed to make that hotel, which is supposed to be dead and abandoned, feel alive with the supernatural. You know, you're right, man. The Twilight Zone feel in there, like it oozes Twilight Zone. The moment you see it, you know that's Twilight Zone.
That sounds true.
What's your number three, Dave?
What? So that's a great pick.
That's a great pick.
Thanks, guys. Good job.
You want me to jump right to number three?
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
I'll do it if you want me to.
He just mansplained numbers to you.
You did. That's okay.
Also, Sophie's face in the picture is amazing.
My number four is a ride that no longer exists here in, Walt Disney World, but it still exists in Disneyland, and that is Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
Barely. It was a fight for number four.
There was a fight with another one here for number four, and Mr. Toad won out just ever so slightly. The rides in Disneyland and Disney World are slightly different. They're like very subtly different. The one in Disney World was a little more involved because there were different tracks that you would go down.
Uh-huh.
One went down one side and the other went down another, and each was a little different. As a kid, I was a big fan of The Wind in the Willows.
Mm-hmm.
The Adventures of Ichabod Crane and Mr. Toad, that is one of my favorite Disney movies. It was one of my favorite as a kid. I've always been into, you know, the slightly spookier stuff. And so, I was drawn to that movie. And so the ride is, it's based on The Wind in the Willows, but it changes it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So you get in the car, you get the motor mania that Mr. Toad does, you drive all through Toad Hall, but then you
go outside.
You go outside and you start driving down the streets of London,
mm-hmm.
and you start crashing into people, crashing into buildings, and then all the while the car on the other track is also going, and you guys almost crash into each other a couple of times.
Uh-huh.
So it's interactive in that way. And
you go down that dark tunnel.
And then you go down the dark tunnel, you get run over by a train, and then you go to hell.
Yep.
Which is, for me, like as a kid, I was terrified of that part of the ride, but at the same time, I was always looking forward to it, you know, because it was like, you know, oh my God, that's so scary. I love the way it makes me feel. And Disney, for some reason, their rides are awfully dark.
Yeah.
If you look at it from a child's perspective, the Snow White ride.
That ride is terrifying.
Yeah. I understand why the ride was changed, but personally, that's one of the things that I enjoyed even as a kid, that these rides were dark and they were a little scary, and So I love that one. I love that I felt like I was in control of the car because each seat in the car had a steering wheel.
Yep.
And that it didn't do anything. It didn't work. But, you know, I felt so cool driving down the track, you know, and then of course, you know, going into hell and then you see the judge, you know, who's the devil. You know, it was thank you so very much. I love that ride. It had been years since I was able to do it. And then Steph and I went out to California a couple years ago and I was able to do it again. And it was just as fantastic as I remembered it. And the last time I went out, when I was able to go to the Radiator Springs thing, finally, it was the very last ride that I did. I waited to the very end of the night. I was like, okay, it's going to be the last thing. That way, the last impression that I get from this Disney trip is Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. And I got to tell you, it's not just nostalgia. It's a great fucking ride, man. It really is. There is some nostalgia involved there, but it's a fantastic ride, and I love Mr. Toad. He's one of my favorite Disney characters. There's something about, you know, a lunatic who commits crimes that, you know, kind of appeals to me.
I was really sad when they made it into the Winnie the Pooh ride,
which
but
is
I
a
love
great
the
ride.
Winnie the Pooh ride.
It is a great ride, but for a while I was like, I'm not riding that.
Winnie right, the Pooh same
my,
thing.
It's yeah. my favorite non-princess character. Like, I love Winnie the Pooh, so, and Link really likes it too, so I kind of get. I get attached.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Got it.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Yeah.
Solid number. I'm telling
you. Great number
that four. Was my number five.
Yeah.
Great number four.
If I had to number my honorable mentions, that was my number
I'll
five.
I'll tell you which one in my honorable mentions when I get to it was the one that knocked it out.
Okay. My number four, to go against what you were saying earlier, is the Aerosmith Rock and Roll Roller Coaster.
Great, great roller coaster.
Every time
it's an honorable mention for me.
It's not an honorable mention for me, but it's a great ride.
Every time I go to MGM Studios, I have to do that ride. Christy and I always do that ride. We always that's the first fast pass we always get because we absolutely love that ride. I mean, you know, the whole going in to the record studio and, you know, then you go and they have that cool little setup where, like, you go to the recording studio and they're there and Ken Marino's the tech guy. And I always forget. I can't remember her name, but I know she's famous. Liana something.
Yeah, I don't know her name, though.
But it's that girl from that thing that you've seen. And that's amazing. Yeah,
she's the manager.
Yeah. Right. And then, like, they're like the whole gimmick of, hey, you guys need to come to the show and blah, blah. I'm like, and Joe Perry gives the shocker that they just had to take out.
They, oh, my God. Aerosmith invited me to their concert and I'm so cool.
Oh, my God. Backstage. I know what happens there.
It was, no, it's not Joe Perry.
Yeah, it was Joe Perry because he goes like this. He puts his hand up over his head. Oh, no, it was Steven Tyler.
Yeah,
it was
Steven Tyler. Tyler's one. I knew right. It wasn't Joe Perry.
You're right. It was Steven
but
Tyler.
But Joe Perry gives my favorite line of the whole thing. He clicks on a little button to talk to the studio. He goes, can you grab my Black Les Paul?
Yeah, and then they had every so... It depended on when you went. They'd have a guy actually in go, there yeah, grab go, a yeah. guitar and go back.
Uh-huh.
And then they realize they can't pay a guy just to do that all day. And, like, it depends. I haven't seen it since.
But, I haven't seen it in a long time.
And then you go in, and it's like a back alley. You get in the caddy, the stretch limo yeah. caddy, and you go 0 to 57 miles per hour in 2.8 seconds.
It's awesome.
So first time I got on it, I wasn't paying attention. I was like, my brother was sitting next to me. I was like trying to tell him something, and that shit took off. My head got stuck, like, with my chin to my chest. I was like, this is awesome.
You guys need to see a visual of this.
It was awful. And it goes straight into a loop,
mm-hmm.
which is awesome. And you've got the Aerosmith is the soundtrack to the mm-hmm. entire ride. I mean, that was fucking that's awesome. You're
one of the greatest bands
singing,
of all time.
Yeah, and you're listening Love in an Elevator. You're listening mm-hmm. to fucking Dude Looks Like a Lady. You're not even paying attention to the fact that you're doing loops
yeah.
in the dark because you got all the neon street signs and the song. You're just jamming to the music.
Yeah.
Which, if we do another mountain for, like, other parks, that's the same reason why I like the Rip Ride Rocket in
that is
in Universal.
Totally the reason why Rip Ride Rocket
because
works.
Because the music, you can pick whatever songs you mm-hmm. want, you know, and but in this one, it's Aerosmith. I wouldn't want it any other way.
Right.
And I just love the ride. I think it's a fun roller coaster. It's you know, most of the queues in under a roof, so you're not in the sun.
Right.
You know, which is a huge plus.
Yeah.
You know, even when the line's long, they kind of cut it off at the entrance.
And even though some of it is outdoors and covered, most of it is in air condition.
Right.
So
which is a plus.
Which is a plus.
Especially in Florida. But plus. But my number four is Aerosmith Rock and Roll Roller Coaster.
That ride came out shortly before I started playing guitar. Or they debuted it shortly before I started playing guitar. So once I started playing guitar, obviously guitarists are drawn to, you know, rock and roll for obvious reasons.
Right.
You know, amongst jazz and blues, you know, and all this other stuff. But getting into rock and roll as a guitar player, I went in there and they have some awesome guitar equipment. They've got cool guitars, they've got cool amplifiers. So I went into that ride as like a 12-year-old, like, oh my god,
yeah,
this there is an added element of cool, right, to it, you know. I love it, man. Such a good pick.
Cool.
That was a good pick, Jeff.
I'm glad.
Good job, BFF.
Nobody, thank you, BFF. Nobody had a table in the first.
No.
I'm
proud of us, guys.
There are a lot of choices, so yeah. I think that's why.
But that shows you the diversity of Disney.
Yeah.
And there hasn't been one person that we've been like, well, meh, I don't know about that. You know, it may get there, but. Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Oh, I don't know what that little jiggle, that little thing. All right,
funky chicken.
Yeah, that funky chicken they did. All right, so our number fours were
Radiator Springs Racers, Tower of Terror, Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, and the Rock and Roller Coaster.
Okay, number threes, Steph.
My number three is the only one on my mountain that is not a ride; it's a show. I saw it and it blew me away, like Broadway caliber, like musical. And it is the Aladdin musical spectacular at Disney's California Adventure.
That is so good.
It's not there anymore.
What up, Jeff?
What up, Vanessa?
What up, Jeff?
It's not there anymore. It was recently
Tell me more.
the guy that played Genie now plays Genie on Broadway.
Yes.
Actually, now he's in Hamilton.
Actually, yeah, now he's Hamilton. He's Lafayette in Hamilton.
Oh, wow, okay.
Sorry, I have to mansplain Broadway too.
But. Yeah, well, that's
almost spit out her cookie.
Would you do that to me?
I'm so sorry.
It was replaced. It's right next door to the Tower of Terror, well, now Guardians of the Galaxy,
right,
in California Adventure, and it's a huge theater. It's the biggest Disney theater I've seen. Like, okay. I haven't seen a theater that's bigger
not
than
even
this.
The Nemo one is
not
is
even
as big
the Nemo
as that.
One in Animal Kingdom.
Wow, really?
It's bigger than this. It's huge. It's got
it's
a
got
second
two stories
tier.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
It's got a second tier. It's a 45-minute show, which they basically just condensed the movie, but it's incredible the way that they do it. There's a fucking flying carpet in this ride. I mean, in this show, like they sing A Whole New World on a flying carpet, flying over the audience. And then the genie makes it. Obviously, nobody can replicate Robin Williams, and they don't do that. So they don't try to do
that.
Yeah,
they go for a very different.
They go for like
genie.
A very different kind of genie, and they mix in like pop culture jokes, and like they make fun of like the Kardashians and whoever's president at the time.
Is it the same kind of way as like the Broadway genie?
Okay. So this actually came before the Broadway show, and I think the Broadway genie. When you watch the special features of the Aladdin movie, they talk about the genie and what they originally wanted versus when they casted Robin Williams and how the character evolved once he came on. And this iteration and the Broadway iteration is more of what they wanted the original genie to be.
Okay.
So they wanted him to be more of like a stand-up comic and more kind of like a buddy, as opposed to Robin Williams that's this incredible like impressionist, and you know, he still kind of gets like the buddy thing, but it's just the tone. Not that the tone is different, but it's
more of a court jester than
right,
it is like a stand-up
right,
comedian.
Right.
It reminds me a lot of and maybe you and I are the only two that have seen this, the Hercules show that
the
they
Disney
did
cruise.
On the Disney cruise.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Hey Vanessa. I don't know any.
Speaking
of
Disney cruises, so this was moved to the Disney cruise. This is now on the Disney Fantasy. So if you are, for listeners out there, if you're going to be on the Disney Fantasy, go see it because it's fucking fantastic.
Yeah, okay? it's worth the time.
It's
whatever it
worth
is.
Worth the time. Like, we waited, I want to say, like 45 to an hour for this. Like, yeah. It was a long wait for it. It was worth every single worth it like in the same way that they like Lion King, if you've ever seen the musical, like that they have like the audience participation, like it's great
in great. Animal Kingdom
right
yeah.
It's great,
yeah, it's a good
show.
Festival
Sophie's
of the Lion King
no I meant the Broadway show of
that's
Lion
on
King.
Tower of Terror.
Oh, okay. Oh, poor Sita.
She was crying. And I'm not going to say that I'm
the ghosts.
So
I was like,
well, I
dropping.
Can't comment on that because I mean, I've never,
it's
I haven't just, been to
it's so incredible. Like when,
what is it called?
It's called Aladdin, a musical spectacular.
Just Aladdin,
and
Aladdin show.
And
Aladdin
spectacular
show.
It is.
Yeah. It's you've seen look like you I can't even like have you compare it to like the Beauty and the Beast show that's at MGM because it's okay. It's so much it's leaps and bounds better than that. It's okay. So much better. I'm telling you, it is a real the Aladdin musical on Broadway wasn't even a thought at that point 5 years ago, and maybe it was, we just didn't know about it, but like I turned to David and I'm like, this shit could go to Broadway, like it's so that good thing. It's okay. So fucking good. So
all right.
So yeah,
Dave, do you want to comment anything? Because you're the only other person on the team. Yeah.
I have been commenting.
Okay, I didn't know if there was anything else you wanted.
I just thought of one that has thrown my list into a whirlspin.
A whirlspin.
A whirlspin.
Oh my god, I don't know what to do.
Oh my god.
Uh oh. All right. Well, that good number three, I guess. I have to see it. But,
thank you,
Vanessa.
Okay.
Well, you're only going to see it if you go on the Disney cruise because it doesn't exist.
It's, so it's not at California.
It's not. No, it's replaced by a Frozen show, which I've heard is just as good. Like I've
hard pass.
But you know,
the Frozen show at MGM is great.
But it's hard not pass. Like that. It's not an like actual like
an actual stage
an actual
show.
Stage show like the telling of the story. It's not like just hard a sing along.
You're such a hater.
Hard pass. I still haven't seen the movie. You know that, right?
Why?
I have not seen Frozen.
Okay, you need to watch it.
I've caught see the only thing I've seen was the musical of Olaf talking about melting in the summer,
mm-hmm.
or like the
loving
or not,
the summer,
loving the summer. Because I thought that was
you
funny,
can't fairly
humorously
talk
ironic.
Shit about Frozen if you haven't seen it.
Yeah,
I love you. BFF,
I haven't seen Twilight,
but you can't fairly talk shit about Frozen if you haven't seen it. If you've seen it and then decide you hate it, that's fine.
Well, Twilight is shit.
Well,
and we all know
Twilight.
Well,
is
we
too.
Can get we can when we get to honorable mentions, I'll explain to you why.
We know okay. We all know why.
Yeah.
That's what makes you a hater.
Uh-huh. Hater.
All right, what's your number three?
Okay. Vanessa? My number three is Everest, Expedition Everest.
Okay.
Nobody?
No. Because I put Rock... It was between that or Rock and Roll Roller Coaster.
Wow.
Wait.
And I almost... It was a tight race.
Okay. No, I thought I had put it, but it actually went to honorable mention, so you can talk about it.
Nobody? Well, the
wow,
only reason...
we've gone five picks in and no
it's
matches.
It's not higher... Because I haven't been on it in a really long time, but it's a great roller coaster.
Oh, no, it's fantastic.
It's amazing. It's longer.
Dave's having a panic attack right now.
Are you okay?
No.
What's the matter? Do we need a
oh, pause? For those that... Because his mic is on his lap. He said, no, he's not okay.
Seriously,
did you forget
do we need
about
a pause? Are you okay?
Forget about? Yeah, pause for a sec.
Okay, hang on. Let's pause because I don't know what's happening.
We'll do it live!
Damn it, Jeffrey. That was aggressive.
You don't remember the... You don't remember the Bill O'Reilly thing? They're like they
this is the face of somebody who remembers and who knows what you're talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
The Bill O'Reilly there was like somebody on the teleprompter
mm-hmm.
didn't write the right thing, so he was practicing. He was going to do a recorded segment for the end of the show, and
I am Ron Burgundy.
Up. Huh?
I am Ron Burgundy.
Well, they kept messing it up, and he just got pissed. He goes, "We'll do it live."
No, I don't
we'll
remember.
Do it live. I just started screaming. Yeah, he will do it fucking live. Yeah, look at him, bro. He's doing. I don't want to know. I want a surprise because he's gonna have to pick it. It's not gonna. It's gonna be an honorable mention, or it's gonna be on the list. I want that discussion to happen.
You can actually see his heartbreak.
I know. That's why I don't want to. I don't want. Let him contemplate of what he's done.
The thing is.
We're not recording right now, are we?
Yes, we are.
Oh, we are?
We
already...
Oh, sorry. Really? We did it live? Oh, the whole Bill O'Reilly mansplaining thing?
Yeah, we've already done number fours. And if I was going to put it anywhere, it would be at number
four.
Well,
then it's an honorable mention. Yeah, and you can hate yourself for it.
Because I can't kick off my number three.
Okay.
Fuck.
All right. Well, you live with that.
Fuck!
You live with that. And you explain to that ride or show. Again,
God
you did
damn it, Stephanie.
Again, you did it, Steph. You rammed your elbow.
You know what? Next time, don't sit on the couch.
How about, you know, there's a whole other side that there's no furniture attached to
no,
it.
No, but over there, I feel like it's fun.
No, pero.
Fine. Okay. I don't want to sit next to you either.
Ooh. Did you just unplug?
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
Yes.
What is wrong with you?
Getting stuck on the bottom of the chair.
That's what she said.
Okay.
So my number three is
that's a great choice.
It's Everest. Yeah.
Expedition Everest. It's a fantastic roller coaster. We waited a long time. This was before Nary and I had kids. This is how long it's been since I've been on it. But I like that it like you're on your little train. Mm-hmm. You're like looking for Bigfoot, and then you get to a point
the
where
ending, but
whatever, it's the same thing.
Don't tell Marshall.
I'm not trying to mansplain to you about abominable creatures, but it's a Yeti.
Like, you get to, like, the end
not
of
the
track.
Not the same Yeti from Monsters, Inc., though.
No. Or the cup that keeps your ice from melting.
I have one of those.
I do too. Christy gave me hers because she didn't like that the ice didn't melt. I'm like, then why the fuck do you have a Yeti?
I don't know where mine went.
We digress.
I need to find it.
Yes, you do. It's an expensive cup.
It is.
So yeah, I like that you go like all the way to a track that stops and you just kind of like pause. Like,
and the track's all like destroyed.
Yeah, like what the fuck?
And there's money all over it because
people throw hair ties.
Yeah, there's a collection of hair ties. You know where there's also a collection of hair ties? If you go up the ski lift in Blizzard Beach, one of the mountain, like right before you get off the ski lift, is covered in hair ties.
I don't understand that.
Can someone explain this to me?
I hate losing hair ties.
I know. It's like such a waste.
It really is. And especially if it's like stretched.
I tote spot hair ties just to put leave it at feel like
people
Beach.
Do. I think people do
this
do that.
This is for the Yeti because he's got so much hair. That's what it's for.
You know what? You're not wrong.
Look at how mad he is.
He's really frustrated.
Dave is so mad.
But then the best part of the ride is once you get to the end of the track where you can't go anymore, you start going backwards and in the dark, and it's it starts going forward again on a different track.
Whole thing with the Yeti that like it used to be more mobile. It used to actually move.
Yeah. Like his arm would
swing
down.
But it got broken. They couldn't figure out how to keep the animatronic working. So now they just left it in its strobe lights. Mm-hmm. So it's not moving. It looks like he's grabbing for you, but he's not. It's the strobe lights that give the look
the
like
strobes
he's
come in from different angles or something
okay, to make that, it look like cool. He's grabbing at you.
Yeah,
because
I did notice the last couple times I've done, like he didn't move anymore.
Right. The thing I love about that too, Vanessa, is the queue again.
Yeah.
The queue. I'm a big fan. If you give me a cool queue to wait in, I'm a big fan of like Josh Gates and Expedition Unknown and those type of shows.
Right.
And they even had, when they were looking for the Yeti, they had the print that they supposedly got when they went on the trip there. They have like all the artifacts from like the Sherpas and the history of the Himalayas. And I thought that was really cool.
And just like even like the area around outside, like before you get into the line with the bells and like the flags and everything. It feels like you're in, where is it?
Nepal.
Yeah, you feel like you're in Nepal.
Yeah.
So the reason I didn't make my mountain is because this is one of the ones I won't wait for. I'll either get a fast pass, a rider swap, or a single rider.
I love the rider swap. That's the loophole. The same ride twice.
Last time we went, I did that. Because we had a fast pass, but we had already had a fast pass for Kilimanjaro for the Nemo show and for that. But when we walked over there, because our fast pass was early, there was no wait. So I said, screw it. So Christy's told me, go wait in line, ride it, because it was like a 5-minute wait. We come back out and then I'll go with you for the fast pass. So I rode it twice in a row. I mean, the ride's fantastic. Like, I absolutely love that ride.
I just won't wait like an hour in the sun for that shit.
But the Rip Ride, the thing is, to me, the Rip Ride, it's not Rip Ride, the Rock and Roll Roller Coaster, I love both of them, but I wasn't gonna put both of them. I couldn't.
Yeah, you can't put both of them. I understand.
I don't know if this makes sense, but I think that Everest is a better ride, but Rock and Roller Coaster is a better coaster.
That does make sense.
Okay,
makes sense.
Do go upside down backwards though in the Everest. You do a loop upside down.
No, I'm not saying it's not. Yeah. I'm not saying it's not a bad roller coaster.
You go upside down.
But it's not over your shoulder.
Doesn't matter.
There's plenty
the
of
Rip Ride Rocket in Universal. It's over. Yeah.
Plenty of coasters that don't have.
Like you'll feel it because you go like when you go like this. It's not like a like a hard loop, but it's like a at an angle.
It's like a corkscrew.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
That's a great pick, though.
It is. I agree. David.
Your number two.
I decided to leave my number three where it was.
Okay. I'm glad because we were all on the edge of our seat.
I moved the one that I had forgotten to my honorable mentions.
Okay.
I will speak about it in length.
Oh, good.
Good. Lovely.
Exciting.
Awesome. My number three is Star Tours.
That's Cable. Also my number three. Oh, okay.
All right.
Well.
Shut your fucking mouth, old Jack. It's been tabled.
What do you mean that Star Tours is on Vanessa's list? What? But yeah, it's my number three, so we can go ahead and skip me too.
Okay.
So the number threes are Star Tour. What is it?
It's Aladdin the Musical Spectacular, Expedition Everest, Star Tours, and Star Tours.
All right, so we finally have our first table.
We have our first table. There we go. All right, number deuce.
My number two. Wow. My number two is Toy Story Mania. I'm probably the only one that has this, I think.
Is that the one at MGM?
Yes.
Because the one in Magic Kingdom is Buzz.
Yeah, that's Buzz Lightyear.
Go ahead.
Buzz Lightyear, Space Ranger.
Spin.
Space Ranger, spin.
Yeah.
She just doesn't like that one because you're shooting robots. And it hits too close to home. Yeah. And she sees the batteries and stuff, and she starts having flashbacks of creation.
Asshole.
Mommy, no.
The only reason that I don't wait.
You've been a bad robot. I will remove your cell now.
Is that my tia abuela? Sorry, go ahead. Continue.
You guys done?
Yeah, I'm done. Okay. I'm good. Are you good?
The only reason that I don't wait, I have waited 110 minutes for this ride. I have waited. I will always wait for this ride. Not with him. And that's.
She was talking about Dave.
No, when we were. Before Link, we would wait for it all the time. The only reason I won't wait for it now is either A, because we have Link, or B, because we're with other people and they don't want to wait. But I'm totally more than willing to wait for this ride. This ride is awesome. The queue is great. Like you were saying about a great queue, it's like super detailed. It's in Andy's room. The whole, like, plot of this room is that Andy gets this game Toy Story Mania for Christmas, and it's Christmas morning, and his room is all decorated with Christmas lights. And
isn't it called Midway Games?
You're right. It is called Toy Story Midway Mania. You are absolutely correct. Ooh.
Now I gotta scratch it out.
Okay.
Which is available on the Nintendo Wii.
It's available as a game on Nintendo Wii. All the mini games that are.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that are in the.
Oh, good.
Game.
So I don't have to wait 2 hours for it.
Yeah. I mean, you're not gonna get the spinning seat in the 3D.
Oh, okay.
But,
oh, you can do that yourself.
No.
Yeah, I just sit in an office chair. Done.
Just spin around till you throw up and then do the next thing.
Yeah, that's it.
So. I love Toy Story in general. I'm really excited about Toy Story Land that we're going to get in a couple of years. It's basically a series of like carnival mini games that you're playing in 3D. It's like a ring toss and darts and throw baseballs at plates. And what was the other one?
There's army men.
The army.
They're like ducks or something you can
knock like balls.
Oh, the ring toss on the aliens?
I did the ring toss, yeah.
Ooh. Okay. Shut your fucking mouth, Dave. She already said that.
Fun fact.
Excuse me while I go harikiri myself.
Today. He did it to me.
Fun fact. David has only ever beat me in the games on this ride one time.
Like, thank God she kept going.
And it was the last time.
He only beat me this one time in college.
And Link was sitting on my lap. It was incredible. I don't know how it happened.
It was the last time that we rode it, which was back in January. It was the only time he's ever beat me. I usually smoke him. Like, well, I don't only beat him. I usually
annihilation.
Exactly.
That's like me and Men in Black.
I tell you, man, she's got that hand motion down like a pro.
Yeah, that was that's an interesting ride.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fun.
It's fun. I mean, like, I just really like Toy Story. I really love Toy Story, and I love that you get to. It incorporates all the characters from all three movies, also because like they've brought in Trixie from Toy Story 3, and they've brought in like a couple of the other characters, and it's really cute. And like it's themed. Like there's the milk bottles is like Western, so it's all Woody and Jessie, and then the ring toss is the aliens. So it's Buzz, and it's super cute the way it's done. I really really enjoy it. Link enjoys it too. So. Like Vanessa said, like a lot of like some of these I enjoy riding with him. This is the one that I pick because I really enjoy riding it with him.
I like it. I think this is one of the rides
that I think it's fun.
But I think this is one of the rides that shouldn't have a fast pass. Because the fast pass is what slows down the line. Because while I was there, I'm watching it, and when there was nobody in line for the fast pass, the line was moving.
Well, yeah, because perfectly. It's just like
the addition of the third track has helped, though.
Well,
because now
last time we went,
they reserve two tracks for the regular line
and one for fast
pass. Just for fast pass.
But it was like before they had that, I'd be sitting there and you could see it when there was nobody in line for the fast pass. Mm-hmm. We were moving like super fast. Then when the next group of fast pass people came, we were there for 20 minutes without moving.
Yeah,
and I was like, for that, if you're moving at that speed already. You don't need a fast pass.
Right.
You could technically probably have that wait be an hour or less without the fast pass.
Yeah, because it's constantly moving.
Because it's constantly moving. You're having to stop it and letting all the fast pass people go before you. Some rides, I do think the fast pass, like Kilimanjaro Safari, that's always going to be a 75-hour
wait. That almost made my mountain, but I didn't because I won't wait an hour for that. If I don't get a fast pass for that, I won't do it.
I've never ridden it without a fast pass.
I've heard that ride is much better now that they have night hours.
I was going to say, I was about to get into that. When we went last year was last Memorial Day is when they first started the safaris at night, and we went on it, and David didn't get to go because he was at where were you?
MegaCon.
That one. Yeah. He was at MegaCon, so I took a link with like a bunch of my girlfriends, and we did it at night, and that shit is, it's a different world at night.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of those animals are more active at night.
Right.
Dude, there were lions standing on top of the rock. I promise
that's
you.
Also, not 180 like, degrees.
Yeah, that too. But they're standing on top of the rocks, like roaring at each other and like fighting. It was like, it was so, so cool. We saw like the herds of like of gazelle just walking across. Like, we had to stop because it was like 30 or 40 gazelles just walking across. It's so much more active and so cool at night. So if you haven't done it at night, go do it, because it's great.
My issue with that ride is the whole animals in captivity thing.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And it's not as bad as a zoo.
Here comes the pescatarian. No, I'm just kidding.
It's not as bad as a zoo because it is very open, you know, but I don't know.
Okay, moving on.
There's a lot I could say about this because I disagree with you, mm-hmm. but this is not the podcast
this
for
is
that.
Not the forum yeah. for that conversation.
Okay.
Anyway, so yeah, my number three is Toy Story Mania. Okay. I really number like two. It. I know I'm probably alone. My number two.
No, I like it.
I really like it.
I don't like waiting in line for it.
I
don't think it's worth the wait in line.
I don't mind. Yeah, that's my waiting issue. In line for it. The interactive potato head really helps when you're waiting in line.
It was
super
broken
fun.
The last time I went.
For about 2 minutes.
I don't care. I don't know.
I think that the line is disproportionately long to how good the ride is.
I agree.
Although we've discovered recently, the last couple times that we've went, that if you apparently right before the park closed, that ride is abandoned and you can just walk right in. Mm-hmm. So
see, I would do that.
Yeah,
but that I can't stand in that line with my kids. That I can't do it because they want to touch everything.
The good fortune for that. One is that queue is completely indoor, in air conditioning.
Well, that too. So, yes, like, that is a plus for it. But
you don't have to stand in 1,000 degrees.
But then
heat.
My kids are like, "Oh my god, everything is a toy!"
Yeah,
and they want to touch it, and I'm like, "It's a toy, but you doesn't do anything because right.
it's a fake toy.
It's a statue, like right. it's just display." Mm-hmm. And they don't get that. They want to like crawl under the bars. I'm like, if you round a corner, I can't go after you because right. so no. I tried. I waited in that line one time with Sophie, and I was like, "If we don't have a fast pass, we're not doing it."
Okay. I understand that.
All right. So yeah, so there's that.
So Vanessa?
My number two is Star Tours. So now we can talk about it.
All right. Okay, great.
Do you guys want to go first?
No, you had it higher. Upset. You had it higher.
You guys were very...
No, Dave was screaming at me about tabling.
Well, she invoked the right of table.
That's true.
Well, okay, I recently fell in love with Star Tours because Sophie loves it so much. And actually, the first time Sophie went on it, she was the rebel spy. And they put her little face on
nice.
The screen.
Yeah.
So she was like, "That's me!" And it was really exciting after that. Now, every time we go to MGM, we ride it like 4 times. Because Fast Pass and then Rider Swap. And then sometimes, like, if when Sophie had broken her leg, we got the little pass, mm-hmm. the wheelchair pass for the... stroller, so that was also like another kind of fast pass.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we have to ride Star Tours when we go now.
And then she rode it with Theo
and
Jeff.
Then she rode it with Theo Jeff, and that's where space came from.
That's where it was born.
Where it was born.
We're all like, 4 kids now. Say that.
Yeah, because she was like, I go, "You know where we're going, Sophie? Where? Space." And then she never stopped saying.
She didn't. She was like, Bobby, I went to space."
And then Neri looked at me and goes, "What the fuck did she teach my daughter?"
And you keep apologizing to me for it. I'm like, I think it's cute.
Well, because Oliver started doing it now too, right?
Not as much as Sophie does it, but he does it.
And Link
too.
Does it.
Link, when you first showed it to him, he was like, "No, Teal Jeff, it's Star Wars."
Yeah.
But then after that, like, he's picked up on it. So like, he does it now when we tell him about it, because he still refers to it as Star Wars. But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah.
But that's another one. The queue is cool. It's like you're
in Endor. That's fucking awesome.
And it's is it Endor?
The outside is supposed to be Endor.
Oh no, you're right. You're right, because it's got the AT-AT and stuff outside.
Right. So the outside is Endor, and then you've got the AT-AT walker outside, which is fucking incredible. And to remind
the Ewok
you
Village.
To remind you that you're in a studio, everything's, you know, chopped off on the back.
Yeah.
And you see all the support struts and all, and uh-huh. it's very cool. They've got the lighting up. It's fucking awesome. In fact, there are times where I kind of wish that the line would be longer so that I could go through the whole Endor forest. And then you get inside and it immediately feels like Star Wars.
Yeah. And yeah. it's like a terminal for Star Tours.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you've got C-3PO and R2-D2 on top of one of the ships. And, like, you know, you see now that they've upgraded it, they have the, because I liked both. I like the original one. I like the new one.
Right.
Like, I'm not trying to sound hipster, but they've got like all the destinations and they've got all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You go into that room with all the robots.
Yeah.
And like,
they've got Johnny Five.
Yeah. And they have the robot pilot from the original Star Wars right there. When you come into the robot room, he's right there to the left.
Mm-hmm.
And they still sell his figure in the gift shop.
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I just blast right by it because if I stop for a second, I'm going to buy everything.
Yeah. I have to drag Sophie out.
Get it? He blasts through there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You are now Link because Link wants
everything.
We've
bought a lightsaber the last two times that we've gone.
Of course. And but the ride itself, like, especially, I guess more the new variation of it.
Yeah.
You know, like...
With that the new characters.
Right. And they've divided it so you don't get the same ride. Because before it was the same ride every time.
Right.
Yeah.
Now it's...
A random selection.
Right. It's a random first selection, a random hologram, and then a random second selection.
Mm-hmm. It really is a new experience every time.
And when the movies come out, they immediately add... Like, they added Jakku right away after Force Awakens came out.
No, and they added the one from...
Rogue One. They added Scarif.
Eso mismo.
Yeah. And they're adding them as they go. And what they do for the initial like two or three weeks or even a month is that you're guaranteed to get one, the new one.
Oh, okay.
So that you can experience it while you're there. Because when I went, I got Jakku. And that was really cool because it's like the Millennium Falcon. You're going through the fight. And it's just a fun ride. You know, the motion on it, like, even in the new ride with Vader, when he, like, grabs your ship at the beginning
and
starts tossing it, you're like, oh, my God, I'm really getting force-pulled, blah, 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 you know, like, it's, and Sophie freaking loves it.
She does.
Like, and she's five, and she's going nuts when she's on that ride. Like, she, when I wrote it, it was me, Christy, Vanessa, and Sophie, and it was... You just see Sophie just going, oh my God.
Like when we sit down, like you have it's a wide armrest, so two people can be holding on to it. And I'm trying to hold on to, like, I leave her space and I'm trying to hold on to the one between the two of us. And she's like, Mommy, that's mine. And she, like, she pushes my arm off, and then halfway through the ride, she's just clinging to me. I'm like, what happened to this mine?
I remember my friend, I was riding it with my friend, and he was the rebel spy, and I just turned to him and I pretended like I slashed his throat and I said, for the Empire. But it's a fun ride, man. Like, Star Wars fan or not,
you don't need to be a Star Wars fan to appreciate it. If you are,
I mean, it's better to be, because then you understand what you're watching. A lot of it. But
I am a sucker for the original ride. For me, it's my favorite one that I've gotten so far, including all the new ones. Like, it is cool to see all of these planets that, you know, you've grown very fond of over the last 40 years.
Yeah, but the Death Star.
But yeah, for me, that's what it's about.
Yeah.
You get stuck in the asteroid, right? You blast your way out of the asteroid. Yep. You get caught in a tractor beam. You're at the fucking Death Star. You're at the Battle of the Death Star. Like, for me, that is so fucking cool.
Yeah.
It's still my favorite one. I personally love, I can't remember his name, but the little robot dude that captains the Star Tours.
Yeah, I don't remember his name.
I want to say it was Rex.
Yeah,
but
I think it's Rex.
But now I'm just thinking I'm confusing him for the Clone Wars.
The Clone War guy.
I think it was Captain Rex.
Pretty sure it's Rex.
And he was hilarious. You know, I see this is your first time on Star Tours. Well, it's mine too.
Yeah.
You know, that little he was so funny, you know, and cute, and you felt sorry for
it's
him.
Rex.
And it is Rex, okay.
And actually it was Paul Rubens that was the voice of him. So that was actually appropriate.
I see they're loading our Navigator R2-D2, and then we'll be on our way. Yeah, I love him. I miss him. I feel like he's a friend of mine. I'm glad that you said that.
That makes me really happy. I think about him nightly. So that's a great pick, Vanessa.
Yeah, awesome.
Thanks,
pick.
Guys. You
great,
too.
Great pick,
thanks.
Jeffrey.
Thank, great pick, Dave.
Thank you.
Good job, BFFs.
Man, we can't all wait. Pick. We all made a great pick.
We yes, we really did.
All of us.
The majority.
I like it too. I just knew it was going to
okay,
come up.
Stephanie.
I wanted
it's
the opportunity
okay.
to talk about stuff that I really love.
It's okay.
That right. not necessarily.
You hate Star Wars. I guess.
Listen,
we get
I,
it. We understand.
I almost bumped this for the one that I was torn up over. specifically because I knew that at least one other person would have it.
Well, now it's for sure
but,
making the mountain.
But I needed it
for shizzle.
I have to be. Both? I have to be true to the mountain.
It was totally making the mountain when we had our first duplicate
yeah.
at the end
oh,
of
yeah.
three.
Yeah.
Okay. So number two is Star Trek Vanessa. Solid pick.
I can't wait to take all of them.
And it's my and David's number three.
Yeah.
What's your number two, David?
My number two is my favorite ride in Walt Disney World.
Oh. Okay.
And it is my hope, my dream. That when I retire to become a skipper,
I know what it is.
At yeah. the Jungle Cruise.
That's not your number one.
No, it's I know what is number one.
Well, no, I know what his number one is.
It's
now.
Not. It's not my number one.
Holy shit! I thought that was totally going
to
be his.
I was between those two. I was so very conflicted as to where to put this and my number one. I kept going back and forth, but ultimately, my favorite ride is my number one.
Right.
But my favorite ride in outside of Disneyland is the Jungle Cruise. And like for me, I don't know what it is because as a child, I liked the Jungle Cruise, but I wasn't absolutely obsessed with it the way that I am now. There's something about the corny jokes. There's,
you don't get them as a kid because I didn't like it when I was.
Yeah,
a kid
I didn't like
either.
It.
There
as
were
a kid.
Some that I heard because
yeah,
I hadn't ridden
I
it
got
in
some
years.
Of them.
I hadn't ridden it in years, and then I was like, you know what? There wasn't a wait last time we were there mm-hmm. with Nathan, and I was like. Hey, let's ride it because there hasn't been a wait. There's not really a wait, and I haven't done it in a long time. And I know Dave. It's like one of your favorite rides. I thought it was right. one of your, but it's your favorite ride.
We thought it was.
Yeah, yeah, because he always said he wanted to retire as a skipper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
there. And
that's a great job.
Yes,
yeah, mine was to be the jaw skipper.
Although I don't think that they allow. Older people
all
to
the skippers
work.
Are young
all the skippers
yeah.
are always young they're like mm. they're like 20,
I feel
30.
Like it would be better if they were older though
I don't
like
know.
They would
I would
have
be an
like
old grizzled sea captain
yeah.
exactly
you're welcome to the Jungle Cruise I'm a retired pirate
I don't
who lives in a pineapple under the sea
yeah I don't think that they allow older people like I've only ever seen like
don't
older
crush
people.
My hopes and dreams
I've only seen all the older people like working the queue I've never seen them
actually
on the, like being the skippers because
you do make a very valid
I think
point.
What it is probably and I don't want to be like ageist or anything but if you notice like if you pay attention to Disney rides especially when you're in a queue for a long time they switch positions throughout the ride about every half an hour or so mm-hmm. so well, I've seen it happen on the Jungle Cruise specifically where like the skipper that's helping you get onto the boat by the time you've circled around is now a skipper on an actual boat you know so
right.
and I think getting in and out of those boats would be tough for people that are older because you know your body is
hashtag
older.
Arthritis
well I mean
yes
generally the Disney cast members are younger
well yeah because who
you know,
wants to work the only people that are going to be
it's
willing
a small
to
world
work
it's like one of the only ones
job.
Where you see like
it's
older
not an easy
folks.
Job
it's
you're out in the sun for most of it
depends on the queues like Winnie the Pooh Peter Pan and like it's in Fantasyland I recall seeing older people
they also have
well
that
the older people also work in the stores
right
mm-hmm.
they also have that intern program where like it's all college kids so
yeah.
and those are the ones usually working the queues
right
you hardly see people in the intern program like in the hotels and in you know in the stores and stuff because like they're the ones that are willing to take those jobs
right
so.
The well anyway to get back to the actual ride
it's a ride of dad jokes.
The mm-hmm. it's
are you excited that Rock's gonna redo the whole thing?
I don't know how to feel about this, man. I am extremely conflicted.
He did go into the Disney vaults to find like authentic information and get the history of.
I see. Here's the thing: when Disney updates something, I usually end up liking it, but longing for the original. But I think that they have a way of respecting the original. Without, you know, it works usually. You know, I don't want the ride to lose its very unique flavor. Right. You know, it's the best time that I have in Magic Kingdom is on that ride. Whether we have a fast pass, don't have a fast pass, I will wait
whatever
the line is.
This is one that I won't wait for if we don't have a fast pass, because this queue sucks donkey.
Yes, yeah, it does.
Yeah, it does.
It sucks.
It does.
And it's hot. Like, even though it's covered, it's always hot in there.
Because it's right by the water.
Exactly. So, like, so if we, humid. This is one of those that I always try to get a fast, and usually we can get a fast pass for it. It's usually not a problem. But I, 9 times out of 10, will have a fast pass for this, because I will not. This line sucks.
If, and I recognize that, and I don't ever... I don't ever make anyone. I don't suggest that we wait in line longer than, you know, half an hour or something.
I mean, it's no tiki room.
If I was,
they're gonna get
table, Jeff.
That's my number one, Jeff.
If
can I just put Adventureland as my entire mountain?
It is my favorite place in the world.
I know.
No, nobody is questioning.
Nobody
that.
Is ever questioning that.
If I were on my own at Disney, I would wait whatever the wait time is.
Loser, why would you go to Disney by yourself?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's not going to happen. It never happens.
Yeah, it's lame.
if you go to, they've recently opened up a restaurant to like a comedy.
Oh yeah, God, yes.
The Jungle Cruise is called the Jungle Cruise Skipper Canteen.
I heard it's good.
It's the food is delicious. Really good, yeah. But the skippers, but is what it is. The theming of it is like the skippers picking up part-time shifts while they're like not working the ride, okay. Working the cruise. So they make the same stupid jokes.
Fantastic.
While they're like reading you the menu, awesome. And like doing the whole thing. So it's pretty funny.
I'm just very glad that the last time I wrote it, they put back the frickin' alligator and the crocodile
they did.
Jokes.
Yeah. They did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because I feel sorry. It's like, it actually, there was an article. That's it's
big,
been a year.
That's Big Al that they're gonna, and his girlfriend, Ginger. Be careful with Ginger because snaps. Ginger snaps.
Yeah. And they're erecting a lighthouse in memory of the kid.
Oh, they are.
Yeah. And it's a tragedy and everything like that, but yeah. it kind of annoyed me that they got rid of like the croc from the parade, they supposedly, well, and TikTok. They got the TikTok croc from the parade, and they stopped doing the jokes on the ride and stuff like that. I'm like, I get it. It's a tragedy.
You can't remove that character from Peter Pan. Like,
no.
There's no way to do it. Like, he's as essential to the story as Captain Hook is. Like, you know, there is no Captain Hook without the crocodile. So, I mean, I understand.
Well, it's a crocodile, not an alligator.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, fine.
I will say it's a yeti, that not a big the scariest the scariest alligator related thing that they had in the park was in the old
the
Snow
real
White
alligators?
Ride.
Oh yeah.
I don't remember.
All right, so in the Snow White ride,
I remember how awful this, like, not awful, how terrifying.
Right, yeah,
yeah, well, that ride was scary.
In the part of the ride where she's escaping from the huntsman,
mm-hmm.
She goes through the forest, right, and the trees start to come alive.
Right,
she falls into a lake, and the logs that are laying on the lake turn into alligators. And through the ride, you see the alligator logs start coming at you. It's like, oh my God. I had nightmares. I had nightmares about that ride.
Okay.
Yeah.
I believe you.
Fun fact, when Dave gets really, really, really fucking shit-faced, like really, really wasted, he'll start reciting the entire Jungle Book.
I know.
Jungle Cruise.
I've been there where he started saying the Jungle Cruise.
Yeah, it's really hilarious.
They are my favorite jokes in the world.
I know.
They
my
are good.
Absolute favorite
besides,
jokes in the world.
Besides Neri signs.
Yeah.
I'm just glad that when I made Neri ride it for the first time, that we had a good skipper. That she was like...
A good skipper will make or break.
That was the same thing with the Jaws ride for me. Like, there was times where you had skippers that were, like, phoning it in.
Yeah.
And you're
we've
like,
also done it, like, really late at night on those times where we've had, like, extra magic hours, so, like, 2 a.m.
And the skippers are
and
pulling
skippers
a double
are
shift.
So
and it's
fucking delirious that it's
over there, there's a who's what? Yeah.
they've done, like, 7 lines of Coke, you know, to stay awake.
Yeah. If you look over
look
there.
At that. Look at that butterfly. Its wingspan. It goes from 12 inches all the way to a foot. 1 foot. You know?
There was one time that a skipper would we were entering the Cambodian temple, started singing the song from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Like, everybody
best
knew exactly what she was doing. We all started singing it with her. It was hilarious.
Yeah, it's the most excited I will ever be at Disney is with the 8th wonder of the world, the backside of water. That
named
is
by the famous Schweitzer Falls, named after the famous Dr. Albert Falls.
See, the jokes are funny even when you're not there. Oh man, okay. I absolutely
guys,
love this.
We need to plan a Disney trip for like all of us to go together. Fair. Let's do it.
Ow.
Tomorrow.
Twist my arm, why don't you?
Yeah. Hey, we'll dress up in suits. It'll be like old-timey times.
We'll go for Dapper Day.
God, that seems so uncomfortable.
Dapper Day is every day.
I'm hot when I see a lot of my friends do it. I'm like, I'm sweating.
Friends, that's why they have two of them. They have a fall one and a spring one. Don't do the spring one.
The fall one is the one to go to. Yeah. But I see people in like dresses with like petticoats underneath. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm itchy just looking at you. Yep. Like this. I love the idea. It's just the weather is not. It's in the middle of a fucking swamp. Like this is not the right place.
You know it's gonna be funny? If we go to Mickey's Not So Scary and Dave dresses up like Indiana Jones. They're like, sorry, sir, you can't be in costume. He's like, this is me.
This is not Indiana Jones.
It's true. It is just a leather jacket. They're just khaki pants. And it's just a
whip.
Fedora.
Yeah. It's whatever. It's just a whip. You can take
the whip. All right, so that's your number two, Jungle Cruise.
Jungle Cruise.
Jeff, what's your number two?
Oh, my number two is gonna get table, so this is super. It's Indiana Jones and Temple of the Forbidden Eye in Disneyland. Go ahead and say table.
No, because that's not a ride. He said his number one was a ride.
That's a ride.
Is that a ride?
That is a ride, we are tabling.
No, that's the... We'll talk about it.
Indiana Jones and the Temple of the Forbidden Eye.
That's the correct name, right?
Yeah. The Temple of Forbidden Eye.
Actually, I looked it up today. It's actually called the Indiana Jones Adventure.
It used to be the
subtitle is the Temple of the Forbidden Eye. I was on the Disneyland website today.
Oh, all right, I'm just going to write Adventure.
Yeah, so just FYI.
Actually... Advent.
Thank you, because I thought it was. I thought it was like the movies, like Indiana Jones.
It's just called the Indiana Jones Adventure.
And then it's Temple of Forbidden Eye is the sub.
Is the subtitle?
Okay. Correct. All right. So honorable mentions. You want to read ours first, and then go to Facebook. Yeah. Or you want to do?
Can I give links you guys list?
Want. Yeah. Give links honorable mention list.
Links list is Dumbo, which is an honorable mention for me because my whole like pregnancy, my baby shower like was all Dumbo, so that's like our thing. Spooky House, which is haunted, which he calls Haunted Mansion. Boat with Animals, which is Jungle Cruise. And Pirates.
Okay.
Oh, but you know what? Dumbo might have to be taken out.
Why?
He hasn't stopped talking about for real movies.
Oh.
The Great Movie Ride?
Yeah.
The Great Movie Ride.
Well,
he may not be talking about it soon because they're saying that it's probably going to get closed.
You know, that's one where we're talking about how a skipper can make the ride.
Oh, yeah,
that's one where if you have a good curator through the
through the adventure of cinema,
right? It is awesome.
You get those though that you know are phoning it in.
Most of them are. I've been really disappointed in the last like 10 years.
I had a former teacher that was. Those cookies. I'm sorry.
Those double stuff.
I had a former teacher that when she was in college, she went to University of Central Florida. And while she was in college, that's what she did. She says that's a 22-page script.
Yeah, you have to learn it, memorize it. Yeah.
It's a long ride.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Which is a nice break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
a great nap.
That's another one where I will not wait more than.
I will not wait for that ride.
It's not worth it.
I've gone 3 or 4 times to MGM Studios. Sorry, silly me. And there's been like an hour and a half wait for that ride.
Yeah.
Because sometimes the problem with that MGM is having now is just there's so much stuff that's closed and so much that's
very little to do right now. It's narrowed down.
If you're Sophie.
Yeah. All right.
My favorite thing in that ride, obviously outside of the Indiana Jones, has always been the alien section. It terrified me as a child.
Wrong.
Okay.
How is that wrong?
That's alien sucks.
Oh, shit.
I'm saying my favorite thing.
I know.
Oh, okay.
But you're wrong.
Sorry.
Remember, that's your wife. She tells you what's right and wrong.
Yeah, this is wrong.
All right.
Do you guys want to give yours first?
Let's do ours first, I think, because we have a lot on Facebook.
Yeah. There's a lot.
We have 3 on the Geekmore one, so okay. I'll read those.
Let's go with ours first.
27 honorable mentions.
Okay, let's go with Facebook.
No.
Wait, I want to do Sophie's list.
Okay, do Sophie's list.
Okay, Sophie's list.
What's Sophie's choice?
Sophie's choice. hers would be the 7 Dwarves, the Mine Train. Why are you looking at me with that face?
I'm not. I'm listening to you.
Get it.
I'm listening to you.
Okay, so hers would be Mine Train, Star Tours. This is like completely out of order because I'm thinking them off the top of my head. Mine Train, Star Tours, the Aladdin's Magic Carpet Ride, And what else did she like? Oh, the elevator. The Tower of Terror. So that's Sophie's Mountain.
Nathan would probably... He's only been to Magic Kingdom once, so... I'd say his would probably be Jungle Cruise, because we did take him on the cruise, and he was looking at the animals, mm-hmm. liking it. He actually loved the Speedway.
Oh, yeah, the yeah. Grand Prix?
Christy loves the Speedway.
Does she?
Yeah.
I will not wait for that.
No.
Ride.
And that's where... No, but there was not a lot of weight. Yeah, there. But here's the... Because the thing is, you know how, like, they have the... Thank God that they have, you know... The little barrier so that the cars can't crash into other cars.
Right.
Because if not, Christy would have killed 75 people. Because we rode in. I rode with Nathan in one car, and she rode in the car in front of us. She hadn't...
Have you never ridden it before?
I found out from Christy that when they... There's a lot of rides that they never rode when they went to Magic Kingdom. She, up until this year, when we took Nathan, had never ridden Peter Pan.
What?
She had never ridden the
Nary
cars.
Yeah, Nary had never ridden it until recently.
And there was one other ride.
But Nary didn't go to Disney as a child.
No,
excuse me. Yeah,
and then there's one other ride that Christy had never... I'm trying to remember off the top of my head, and I can't. But it was... I know for a fact it was Peter Pan in the car. We rode it, and Christy, as soon as we get it, she takes a picture of me and Nathan, because my thing was, I have a photo of me and my dad when I was little
right.
in the car, so I wanted one of me and Nathan, because there's a rumor that they're closing it down, and they're going to...
I will not miss the smell of gas.
Granted.
I will.
So the moment we pull out Christy's car in front of us, you just see it going, pop, 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 pop. Does not go straight out for one point. She slows down that there's seven cars behind me because every other car is speeding past her because the little children are driving straight. You think that, and I'm driving straight with one arm around Nathan so that if we get crashed from behind, his neck doesn't jolt. So I'm holding his head, I have my arm around his head so I can keep his neck steady. And I'm driving with a left hand, which I'm righty, and I'm doing perfectly fine. But I'm having to slow down because Christy's just bumping. Just
see this is why I think after a certain age, you should have to take your driving test again and again.
I was going to make the joke.
Who got Schumer'd now?
And the funny part is she gets off. She goes, I fucking hate that ride. And then he actually liked the mover in Tomorrowland.
Oh,
the
yeah.
That's where I take Link when I need to put him down for a nap. I'll just get on that and just ride it over and over again.
He liked that.
That's also a good break.
Well, that goes through Space Mountain. And
right. You know, and he liked Dumbo. He really liked Dumbo.
I don't like the new line for Dumbo. Oh,
really? I loved it.
I hate the playground with a passion.
Well, because it's hard to get the kids out.
It's hard to get them out. But
right. All right. Sorry.
I don't hate the playground. All right. So I hate other people.
So douche kids. Can we keep it to like six or seven?
I'm exaggerating. I don't have 27 honorable mentions.
How many? You have 12. You see the quiet? You see?
10. Okay.
Keep it to 7.
Okay.
Pick your top 7.
I have Roger Rabbit's Cartoon Spin, which is in Disneyland. That's awesome. Monsters, Inc., Mike and Sully to the Rescue, which is fantastic. Castaway Creek / Cross Country Creek, which are the lazy rivers in both
Blizzard
Beach
those.
And Typhoon Lagoon.
Yeah.
They count. California Screamin', Tower of Terror, the Finding Nemo Submarine Voyage, which they took the
basically 20,000 leagues under the sea. 20, yeah, it's awesome.
You can still ride submarines in a Disney park, which is super fucking cool. Pirates of the Caribbean, but the Disneyland Pirates of the Caribbean, because they have extra scenes that are really cool.
Okay.
That are a little bit better.
The ending is different too.
The ending is different.
There's a big firefight at the end.
Yeah, that's really cool. Everest, Dumbo, which I mentioned, and then PhilharMagic. You want to see me cry? Take me to PhilharMagic. I cry every single time.
Yep, so does my wife.
Every single time.
I'm pretty sure that's her number one. I think that's her number one.
It's the part, A Whole New
every
World.
Every time she has to be like, let's go to PhilharMagic. I'm like,
all
right.
And fine. Link really likes it because he's into all those rides. So part of it is like watching it through his eyes.
Yeah.
He gets really worried for Donald.
He does. Oh, he loves Donald. So the fact that it's Donald on this adventure, then he's going through like, you know, whatever. And then Donald's going through all of his favorite movies.
I'm limited on the shows that I like at Disney parks. That's just me. In theme parks, I'm like, there's a couple of my honorable mentions, but it's very few and far between that. Like Nemo, he loves the Nemo show because he loves Finding Nemo.
He loves the Nemo show too, and I can't fucking stand that show.
It's not good.
That show doesn't even have comfortable seats. You can't even take a nap.
Yeah, no, it doesn't have comfortable seats.
Like, at least if you're going to make a shitty show, at least like take a nap. Like, at least make the seats comfortable.
I think that plays into why we don't like it, though. I feel if the seats were comfy, we might enjoy it more.
The show sucks. Like, the music is not good.
What?
What time did you have to go?
I'm fine.
Okay.
The music is
just checking.
Thank you, Bianca.
The music is not good in that show. Which, no. You know, whatever. It's not good.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, I'm done.
No, okay. That's it?
Yeah.
Okay. Vanessa?
So, my honorable mentions, Spaceship Earth, because it's a great place to take a nap.
Yep.
And it smells like Roman's burning.
And you can see presidents as Roman centurions. Yeah.
Yes, you can.
You know they have candles. Spireside is a candle company that is like Disney scented candles.
Rome.
They have a Rome burning one. It smells just like it.
I need that.
Yeah.
Well, I like pirates. Soarin' is amazing.
I ruined Soarin' for my friends after Drink Around the World.
How do you ruin it?
Because we were wasted at that point. Oh, well. I always end with cheese soup and steak from Canada. Mm-hmm. So we went, my food BFF just high-fived me. So we went to Soarin' after, and it was the first time we ever rode Soarin', and I farted at the beginning of the ride. But it was a I had been eating shit and beer all day, and wine, and all
that
stuff.
Is that the potato leek soup?
No, the cheese soup.
The cheddar cheese and bacon soup from Canada.
He can't eat it because it has bacon.
Yeah. Because it's good.
Which is the one that has the potato leek soup?
That's the one that they do like an Irish booth of during Food and Wine Festival.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I really like that one.
So, yeah, I farted and it stayed for the entire ride.
Oh. Like, so they could smell the oranges and
it
the
forest. Smelled like oranges with bayo. I rode it with my friend. And I rode it. And
I would hate you.
My buddy got off the ride and he goes, "Thanks for fucking ruining it, Jeff." Like, he just cussed me out because I'm giggling
so
the entire time.
You can't smell like the sea spray and the
redwood
forest.
And the thing
forest.
Is, I did it when we were before
You're
we
terrible.
Even started. But I guess the movement took it up with it.
It was swathed up.
It was swathed up, so the whole ride, it was like, man, California smells like shit.
It's all that smog.
I think the oranges went bad.
You're the worst. For real.
I was giggling.
You are so awful.
And the best is the hatred in my friend. Fuck you, Jeff.
I can't even blame them. I can't even blame them because the smells is the best part of that ride. Oh, my God,
you
Jeff.
Suck.
You
Go
really
on,
do.
Vanessa, please. Continue.
I don't even know where I was.
Soarin' was the last one.
Soarin', I liked Soarin'. I know a lot of people hated it, but I really liked Alien Encounter.
I really liked Alien Encounter
too. Alien Encounter. I hate that it's the Wrong. Stitch now.
I do too, and I love Lilo and Stitch, but I much prefer the original.
Well, that shit's gonna get replaced too. So.
Well, yeah, it scared shit out of Sophie when we did it. I made her do it. And then I felt bad afterwards.
My parents made me do Alien Encounter. It had just opened and nobody knew what the hell it was. Mm-hmm. So we all did it. Like, we were the group of friends and like there were like a bunch of like young kids and we all like ran out of there screaming. It was awful.
It was always wonderful when you're waiting in line and the doors open to let the people out and there's children crying.
No, you can hear the people screaming on the other side of that door. Like, that's not a good sign.
Yeah. It was terrifying, but it was so fun. I thought it was so much fun to be that scared.
It was an adult ride.
It really was an adult ride. It was not appropriate for children.
Fantastic.
It was fantastic. No. I hate the Stitch part.
God, I don't know what I would give to experience that.
But
ride
he burps
again.
Chili dog in your breath.
That's
it's
disgusting.
So,
it is
so
gross. Bales and Soarin' is bad. But burping chili dogs right in your mouth is fucking fine, right?
Farts smell way worse than chili dog burps.
He's
Sorry.
Burping into your mouth.
No, he's not.
No, he's like burping
you
onto the
that.
Back of your
burping
neck.
Into your neck, and you like feel like
you feel like
the
hot
and we
air.
Get yelled at for Dutch ovening. I mean.
Unbelievable. God.
Anyway, sorry.
Okay, so I have two more. I love the Little Mermaid just
I
because
do too.
She's my favorite princess ever, and I love like finally, I was like, she finally has her own.
The
ride.
Oh, I was gonna ask if it was the ride or the show.
The ride. Well, I like the show too.
The show's great.
I love the show.
Link really liked that show.
He likes that ride.
He likes the ride. Yeah.
He really likes Ariel.
Me and Link.
I mean,
I understand why.
Yeah, well, you're a pescatarian.
I could eat her all night.
Okay,
and I'm gonna move on. And then my last one is Wishes. And I'm so sad that it's gone, and I didn't get to see it before. I know you said that the new one is great.
The new fireworks show though is
it's incredible.
It's so good.
Like, I need to see it, but there was something about Wishes, like it made me cry every single time I saw it.
Can you find it on YouTube? I'm sure
Wishes. Yeah, you can find it on YouTube.
I'm sure you can.
It's not the same. No,
if Wishes made you cry, like this one is gonna like.
I was an emotional wreck. He was this whole.
I was watching him, and like there's a little part with Moana, and Link knows like every word to How Far I'll Go. So he was sitting on David's shoulders, and he was like singing How Far I'll Go. Aww. And I looked over, and David's like sobbing, but like sobbing, like tears.
I'm getting for Clem just thinking. It was so beautiful.
Anyway.
No, I just, my favorite Wishes memory though is like one of the times that Nary and I went together before we even got engaged. We were sitting on like the porch of one of the restaurants there, and like we had perfect view of the castle, and there was nobody else really on the porch with us, and I'm like, cool, this is great. So we're like sitting on a little bench waiting for the fireworks to start, and when they started, I stood up and I'm like leaning against the railing of the porch, and Nary's behind me, and I kept turning around talking to him, and then we kept watching it, and then I turned around to say something to him, and I didn't see him anymore, and then like I kind of looked the other way, and I saw him down low, and I turned around, and I was like, oh my god,
that's what happened to me.
I know, but wait. I turned around and I was like, oh my god, this is happening. Okay, I gotta pull myself together. I for 2 minutes before I completely turned around again, I was like, okay, calm down. So I turned around, fucking dude sitting on the bench playing on his phone. I'm like, thank god he didn't see me. I'm just gonna turn around.
That is not what happened.
That is
not what happened to you.
To me, we were having dinner at the Crystal Palace, which is the worst restaurant in Disney.
But Winnie the Pooh's there.
Yeah, that's the only good
I've
thing about it.
I've never eaten there.
But I've never eaten there too, not, but I got food poisoning.
Skippable.
I got food poisoning from there. Don't do it. And Dave, it's like, we went with his entire family and they were celebrating like a bunch of anniversaries and birthdays and stuff, and he decides that he wants to get up and like go watch the fireworks. I'm like, why are we watching the fireworks? We've seen these 100 times. Like, we're here with people, like whatever. He's like, can you shut up and just come watch the fireworks with me? And I'm like, all right, fucking weirdo, whatever. So I thought we were just going to walk out to the porch of Crystal Palace and watch the fireworks. No.
Well, the thing is, our dinner was scheduled well before the fireworks.
Yeah.
And they took about an hour to see
them. Yeah, I don't know. It's not a party of like 15 people, though.
I understand, but it was an hour after the time that we were scheduled to sit. So I was thinking, okay, well, you know, by the time the fireworks come around,
we
will be almost done or done or something. And we're like halfway through dinner and the fireworks start. And I start to like hyperventilate. I'm like, what the fuck? So I grab you by the hand. This is where your story picks
up. And he's like, no, let's go watch fireworks. And I'm like, okay, fine. And I'm like, and proceed to like swim through the sea of people that stop like the entire Disney parks entire Magic Kingdom halts when the fireworks are on.
They really do.
And people just stop, and he's like weaving through this crowd of people. I'm like, where the fuck do you want to see this from? Like, it wasn't by any stretch of the imagination our first time. We go to Disney all the fucking time. I can practically recite Wishes line by line. Yeah. Like, there's no, I could not fathom a reason why he wanted to, like, was so insistent on doing this. And it didn't occur to me at all. Nothing, like nothing. So then he takes me to the other side of the park, like where the Rose Garden is, like where almost like where you're going to go into Tomorrowland. We stop there. And I'm like, okay, like this is a fine place to watch it. Like Tinkerbell flies right over, like whatever. And then we're watching it. And then he starts just like getting behind me. And then eventually I couldn't see him out of my peripheral anymore. And then I was like, oh, whatever. And then I turned around to like tell him something. And he was already like down on a knee. And I was like, oh, that's what. I was like, no, you're not going to do this here. I'm like, what? I told him, like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, I think I said that.
I mean, that's a Stephanie reaction. Yeah,
you said, what the fuck are you doing here? Now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
How romantic.
So yeah, that's
right?
Yeah.
That's the reaction you want.
Right.
Whatever, I married him. So yeah.
All right, so Wishes is the last one?
Yeah, Wishes is my last one.
Dave?
My honorable mentions, and I'm going to keep this to 5.
Good job.
The Indiana Jones Epic Stunt Spectacular at MGM Studios is the best stunt show that has ever existed, ever will exist. I absolutely love the show. We took Lincoln to it. We've taken him to it before, and he's been kind of sort of into it, but now he's like obsessed with Indiana Jones. So he was just in awe at the show. He thought that was the real Indy. He was like afraid for Indy's life, and he was like, "No, Marion, don't go in there." It was awesome. He was having such a fantastic time. So to experience that now,
you were sobbing.
Probably
a little bit. It was one of my favorite things as a kid, and now to experience that with him is just absolutely incredible. The Haunted Mansion, love this ride. One of Link's favorites. Yeah. Pirates of the Caribbean. I also prefer the one in Disneyland. I think it's just a better ride, and I think it's cool that it's in the French Quarter.
Yeah, it's in the it does the same thing that where the Epcot like Mayan restaurant is, where mm-hmm. you can kind of like the ride is on a restaurant. That's the same thing that they do mm-hmm. in California Adventure. There's a restaurant called Blue Bayou, and it's like cool, like swampy or whatever. And you that the beginning of the ride is through that restaurant.
Okay. So.
My number four honorable mention is Roger Rabbit's Cartoon Spin, which is the one that Mr. Toad beat out.
Okay.
I think that this ride is just absolutely incredible. It's hilarious. It's worth going to Disneyland just for that ride.
I agree.
Okay.
And then the one that I was so conflicted over when you said the Beauty and the Beast show, I was like, oh my God. The Beauty and Beast show replaced one of my all-time favorite Disney attractions. It was the Dick Tracy Diamond Double Cross show.
I don't even remember that.
Okay, so this show only ran from January 1990 to December 1990. And even though it only ran for 1 year, and I was 3 years old, mind you, one of the most lasting impressions I have of Disney as a child is sitting watching that show over and over and over again. I was spoiled rotten by my parents when I was very young, and so they took us all the time to Disney. My grandparents took us all the time to Disney, so I couldn't tell you how many times in that 1 year I went to Disney World, and I couldn't tell you how many times within those visits that I sat down and watched that show, but that show was so important to me. I don't know why it was, but the moment we walked into MGM Studios, I told my parents, we got to go see the show. And I was obsessed with the film. I had all the action figures. And so to see it live on stage, and I somehow knew that that wasn't the real Dick Tracy. But for me, it was like, that's fucking Dick Tracy. That's Breathless Mahoney. That's Madonna's fucking hot. You know, all these emotions going through me. So like, I had the VHS tape at home, and I could experience it at the park. It was I absolutely loved the show. I haven't thought about this show. I think about it every time I pass by the Beauty and the Beast theater. So never mind. Okay. Strike what I was gonna say. I need to find it on DVD somewhere. I'm sure there's a bootleg copy.
Yeah. Okay.
Jeffrey.
Neri's not here, so I'm gonna do what I want. I got seven.
Whatever, I do what I want.
I do what I want. I've got the Carousel of Progress. I love the
great
carousel.
Nap.
I love the Carousel of Progress.
It's I've a always, great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
The future is 1983.
Yeah. Pirates of the Caribbean. I don't remember the Disneyland one, so I'm going with the one that I know. But I love
that ride.
Yeah.
Even if I hadn't been on the Disneyland one, it would have made my honorable
mention. Yeah. Regardless, it would have been there. But I have done the Disneyland one. And there's a couple of extra things that like push it over the top for me. So.
Right. Indiana Jones Stunt Spectacular. Mm-hmm. Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. I have Muppet Vision 3D.
Man, that's love a good that one. Ride. I love
that. Fucking love it. And Nathan, that was the first time he actually kept 3D glasses on.
Oh yeah,
was watching the Muppet Vision 3D. And I, Christy and I always love going to that ride.
We always do it.
You know what I love? Yeah, we
are that show.
We always do it.
There's never a wait for it.
You can just walk right in.
You know
in.
What I love almost as much as the actual show is Rizzo.
Oh yeah,
in the intro,
yeah,
it's just fucking hysterical. Sam Eagle
is amazing.
Has one of
it's 4 hours and 34 minutes.
You got a minute and a half.
It is a salute to all nations, but mostly America.
That's what I post every 4th of July.
I've got Journey to the Imagination, but the original.
Okay.
I'm not. I don't hate the new one. Like a lot of people hate the new one.
I like it.
I don't hate it.
But
I do like the original.
Yeah. That's just another one that there's. It's good to do because there's never a wait.
And when they had that Kodak thing on the outside that you could go up, and then Maelstrom because I have.
I love Maelstrom.
I have, and the thing is with Maelstrom, my friends and I, every year we, for the last, I don't know how many years now, we do drink around the world at Wine and Food Festival, and Maelstrom was always like our signature ride. Mm-hmm. It was only the second country we'd be at when we were drinking because we always started in Mexico.
Yeah,
and but
everyone does.
But we would always. Like 50 of us going to that ride. Somebody stole a Norwegian flag from there once. Oh, like we'd all, and then we'd all
way to get banned from Disney.
We'd all feel bad because
would you?
I didn't steal the flag.
It is time they, to experience the
but we've
the
always felt bad because
Norway.
Yeah, back into the falls. But
disappear.
But
I never
we'd always
heard
walk
of that ride
right
until
through.
Frozen replaced it.
Oh man, so you lost.
That's one of the reasons I hate Frozen. I remember at the end that there was like, oh, do you want to stay for this movie? No, and we just all walk right through. They were like, we need to go to China and drink plum wine. Thank you. but I love the Maelstrom. So I mean, I know it's not it wasn't a great ride, but it just sentimentally for me, I love that ride. And that's my.
It, for a long time, it was one of only like three things, three rides at Epcot.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, so for kids, you know, that was like a safe place,
right? Mm-hmm. I have Nereis if you want Nereis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead and do Nereis.
Christy's put her in there. Put her.
Yeah. Okay. So Nereis got the magic carpet ride from Magic Kingdom, Mission Space where the kid died in Epcot, Soarin', and Splash Mountain. Honorable mention, Everest and the trolley on the way back to the car.
Of course he likes the trolley.
Christie's are 4 Horizons, 3 Soarin', 2 Haunted Mansion, 1 PhilharMagic. Her honorable mentions are Maelstrom, Pirates, and Star Tours.
All right, now Dave, the 75... you want to do Geekmore?
Yeah, I'll do Geekmore. I love the... Well, I pull it up. I love... Pirates. One summer when we were little, my grandma took us, and she wouldn't go on the rides. Like, she would send me and my little cousins, and my 14-year-old self is watching my brother and 2 little cousins. And so I tell her, I'm like, why don't we go on Pirates? Because it's a boat ride and it's like calm, like it's pirates. There's pirates all over the place, but you know, it's not fast, because she didn't like the fast rides. So I'm like, it's not fast. We'll be fine. And she's like, are you sure it's not fast? I'm like, no, it's fine. It's super peaceful.
It's a baby drop.
Completely forgot about the drop.
Pero para una
viejita. So I was sitting with my grandfather and my youngest cousin. There was the 2 of us and my grandfather in the first row, and then my grandma with my brother and my other cousin, one on each side of her. We're getting to the drop, and I'm like, holy fuck. The drop, like I completely forgot. I didn't remember.
It just tricks you because it's dark and you don't. Yeah. If you don't know what's to come, like exactly. You don't know how far it's gonna go.
Exactly. And I could not, for the life of me, I didn't remember if it was just like a little drop or if it's like a big one. And we go down the drop, and I turn around, and my grandma is white as a sheet, clawing my brother and my cousin like with her nails like in their legs. I'm like, I'm so sorry, Nona, I didn't mean to do this to you. And I felt awful for a really long time. And then after that, she said she's never taking us to not like after that moment, but after that trip, she said she's never taking the kids to Disney ever again because it was in the middle of summer and it was really hot. So
baby, you've got like 80,000 people that have commented on
yeah I do.
Okay, so on the Geekmore page, we have Carlos Navarrete. He says number 4 Pirates, number 3 Test Track, number 2 Star Tours, number 1 Haunted Mansion. Honorable mentions, he said, I don't like roller coasters, but Space Mountain, I only rode it twice in my life. Mission Space, Soarin', and the Great Movie Ride. Alf says Space Mountain, Rock and Roller Coaster, Star Tours, and Haunted Mansion. Honorable mentions, PhilharMagic. He wrote PhilharMonic. The magic of Disney animation, and they teach you how to draw, and he loves that. Alex Suarez says Space Mountain, Test Track, Star Tours, and Haunted Mansion. Honorable mentions, Splash and Thunder Mountain, Pirates, Jungle Cruise, and Captain EO.
Captain EO.
Captain EO was awesome.
I love Captain EO. That was the Michael Jackson
3D video.
Of course, because it brings joy to a robotic universe. Of course you hate it.
It was the Borg.
Of course your wife hates it.
All it takes to beat the Borg is Michael Jackson.
That was goals, was seeing that lady ruling in the queen and the mechanical devices. That was hashtag goals for Steph.
Oh my god, you're the Borg queen.
Assimilate.
He said super honorable mention to the World Showcase. Hashtag DATW.
Drink around the world.
There you go.
That he's one of the ones that goes to drink around.
There you go. That's your friend. Yeah. All right, cool. And that's it. That was all the geek more.
So on my Facebook page, for some reason,
742 people.
Activity abounded. So we've got Bianca Castellon said Pirates, Jungle Cruise, Space Mountain, the Paris version, and Thunder Mountain.
She's my cousin, and she lives in Portugal now. She lived in Paris for a while, so she's told me that Paris Disneyland is awesome.
So I'm not sure how to interpret this. Andrew Harriman said Tiki Room is a classic.
Okay,
and then I said. Said, yes, it is. Three more, and then he gave
new
me
phone, who
and
dis?
Then he gave me four. Neither of which included Tiki Room. He said, "Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, Haunted Mansion, Pirates, and Space Mountain."
Okay,
so I don't know where Tiki Room falls on that list, but I agree. I love the Tiki Room, and I love you, Andrew. Jeanette,
that's his work husband.
Jeanette Gonzalez Rojas says it's a small world, and then in a separate post she said Peter Pan. So, thanks for playing.
you could skip down to Missy.
Missy Hernandez, permanent guest of Mamas and Merlot, says number four is Toy Story Mania. Number three is Star Tours. Number two is Rock and Roller Coaster. Honorable mentions were Carousel of Progress, Frozen Ever After, Expedition Everest, Hall of Presidents, Mickey's PhilharMagic, and her number one was Soarin'. Christina Marie Tedesco, some of our California friends.
Yeah, some of our California friends.
Says
I wanted to reach out to Leo for this mountain. We probably should have.
Says Thunder Mountain, the Disneyland version. One, California Screamin', Pirates, the Disneyland one, and Haunted Mansion, the Disney World one.
Okay.
Stephen Platt, a very good buddy of mine, says Soarin', Splash Mountain, Carousel of Progress, Flight of Passage. Honorable mentions.
These were the
Mr.
friends
Toads.
That waited 8 hours for.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. But I know Steve.
Yeah.
Did you meet Steve?
Yeah. We're Facebook friends.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good guy. Love
yes,
that guy.
Yes. Steve and his wife waited the 4 hours for that.
Yeah.
They said it was worth it, though.
Okay.
Honorable mentions were Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, Spaceship Earth. I love Spaceship Earth. Pirates, Thunder Mountain, Backlot Tour.
The Backlot Tour.
Man, I forgot about Backlot Tour.
I got picked to be Al Borland.
What?
And the Tim Taylor, the Tool Time segment that they did.
Well, David and his sister and I got picked once when it was like the Pearl Harbor, like wet.
Oh, the boat part.
Yeah. We got, Lisa and I were like, we needed to buy clothes because we were drenched.
Yeah, they were soaking
even
wet.
With the raincoat.
Yeah. No, that shit didn't
do anything. It went right in there.
Yeah.
And Toy Story Mania.
All up in there.
Christy Gonzalez
of cosplay fame
says number four, Carousel of Progress. Number three, Haunted Mansion. Number two, Tomorrowland Transit Authority. Honorable mentions are Pirates of the Caribbean, Toy Story Mania, Space Mountain, and number one is Peter Pan's Flight. Daniel Esteban Hernandez, also of the cosplay
House of Heel.
Says number four, Maelstrom. There you go. Number three, Haunted Mansion. Number two, Pirates of the Caribbean. I'm surprised that's not his number one. Wow. Okay. Honorable mentions are Great Movie Ride, Expedition Everest, Spaceship Earth, Space Mountain, and number one, Carousel of Progress. Adam Saunders says, mine would have to be from childhood as I have not frequented in the last years. And he says, number four is Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. Number three, Thunder Mountain. Number two, Haunted Mansion. Number one, Space Mountain. Thanks, Adam. Andrew Chacon says, and he gave reasons for him. So this is cool. Space Mountain, he said, represents the rite of passage to the bigger coasters.
Which is 100% true.
Yeah.
He's got Expedition Everest slash Rock and Roller Coaster. So only one of those count. But I love his reasoning for it. It represents a father and son bond. Mr. Toad's Wild Ride represents my Disney nostalgia. And Pirates of the Caribbean, he says, represents a family connection that only those of us from Miami can understand.
And we're pirates?
No, Parcero. You're on a balsa. Yeah. I actually really like all your reasons there, Andy. So thanks, man.
Not everyone in Miami is Cuban, Andy.
That's a lie. You turn Cuban over time. Right?
No.
Right?
No. I don't like Isla Canaria croquetas, remember?
And from where are you getting these croquetas?
From Isla Canaria.
You added more S now than you did a second ago, ma'am.
Islas Canarias?
Yeah, there you go. You said it an awful lot like a Cuban.
Because I was saying it quickly.
You don't say it like a Cuban.
Like
you don't say it differently.
Jason Gorelick, former student of mine, says number 4, Rock and Roller Coaster. Number 3, Expedition Everest. Number 2, Pirates of the Caribbean. And number 1, Splash Mountain. Jimmy Magnol.
Are you going to read all of them?
I'm not reading the comments to each of them. I'm just reading their list.
Okay. They took the time.
Yeah.
Okay. We have to shout them out.
Yeah, people obviously care about this. Jimmy Magnol says the Dumbo ride, the Country Bear Jamboree, Peter Pan's Flight, Mr. Toad's Jamboree. Wild Ride.
I fucking hate Country Bear so much.
I love Country Bear Jamboree.
Yeah, because it's joy.
Ugh. No, it's awful. It's
he also, as an addendum, later added that Peter Pan's Flight is the best place to light up a joint. Mike Mercadal, frequent guest of the Mamas and Merlot, says...
He's been on twice,
but he's of the zero. He's the host of Zeros on Heroes. Yeah,
that's right.
And original, like, co-creator of What's Up, Bro.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Says Thunder Mountain, Peter Pan, Fantasmic, honorable mentions are Carousel of Progress for napping. And he says, do Dole Whips count as an attraction? I said yes. And then his number one is Star Tours. Jessica Frisnetta says
our sister-in-law.
She says number 4 is Great Movie Ride. Number 3 is Dinosaur. Number 2 is MGM Backlot Tour. Honorable mentions are Captain EO, Jungle Cruise, Haunted Mansion. Wow, that's a lot of honorable mentions. Spaceship Earth, Kilimanjaro Safari, Honey, I Shrunk the
Disney.
Audience, All the Mountains.
All the Mountains is a legit pick.
And then number 1 is Carousel of Progress. Sergio Bravo put Star Tours, 3, Expedition Everest, 2, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, love it, and number 1, Tower of Terror. David Onya says Maelstrom, Pirates of the Caribbean, Spaceship Earth, and there's like 50,000 A's there. And Haunted Mansion. and finally, another work friend of mine, Michael Marinelli, says Spaceship Earth, History Guy, Space Mountain, Darkness, Thunder Mountain, First Coaster Ever, and Toy Story Midway Mania, personal newest favorite. So thank you everyone who played along.
Yes.
Thank you guys.
Yeah, hopefully you'll listen and have a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we are having fun.
Jeffrey?
All right. No, that's it. I already did mine, so number ones.
My number
one
is my favorite ride, and you can knock it if you want. I don't really care. My number one is Splash Mountain.
I love Splash
What's the
Mountain.
Knock?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You like, the ride based off of a racist... makes total sense.
I am not a racist.
I'm just kidding.
Let's just put that out there.
I'm just kidding. I'm joking.
But I love Splash Mountain.
I just really love Splash Mountain. This 100% surpasses my I will wait past an hour rule. Yeah, I've waited 3 hours for this
Holy
ride before.
Tits. We've all waited three hours.
But I mean, recently, the last few times I've gone on it, there's
I haven't
been
ridden
no
it in forever.
A lot of these we can't do when we go by ourselves now because we're not going to ride or swap alone.
Yeah.
So we'll just skip. We've had to skip a lot of the mountains in the last couple of years. But if we go with other people, you know, that we can ride or swap with, we'll do it. And one of the times that we did this, actually, David and my brother recited the first two, line by line, the first two Indiana Jones films. And my mom...
We didn't have time to get to Last Crusade.
My mom damn near wanted her killed herself. Like, she was like, this is the worst thing I've ever experienced.
Can you blame her?
No, I can't. My mom was also...
Look at Sophie's face. The one with me.
My mom, I like making fun of my mom on this ride too, because she's one of those losers that wears a poncho on this ride.
Oh no. Then don't go on the ride.
That's what I told her.
Then don't go on the ride. When I see people in Cali River Rapids and all those fucking things and Popeyes, I'm like, then don't go on the ride.
You're missing the entire point of the
ride.
Exactly.
Yeah. So but yeah, it's my favorite ride. I love drop rides too. I also really like the theming of this.
I do.
No,
ride.
It's a great theme.
The ride itself is beautiful.
Yeah.
It is.
The animatronics are awesome. The puppets are fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
The song is catchy as shit. It stays in your head.
Remember when it was Splash Mountain when people would show their boobs?
Yeah.
No. On it?
Yeah, they did that for a while. No. And they had to like start, they made a internet site just about called Splash Mountain. And it was people that apparently enjoyed
flashing,
showing their breastises on the ride.
The breasticles.
Excuse me.
So yeah,
Dave's on his phone
I really
right now.
I like And then there's like various little drops, and I don't know, the whole story of the ride I really like. I really think that there should be like kind of how, I hate that I have to reference this, but kind of how the old E.T. ride back in the day had like the bikes and then the spaceship, and like the spaceship you could go with like babies,
mm-hmm.
and the bikes it was only for like, had like a height limit. They don't do that anymore, but I wish there was like an alternate route down, because I feel like a lot of little kids miss out on this ride. Yeah. Would really love it. So I kind of almost wish that they did that, but I mean this is my favorite ride. This is like, if we're by ourselves, obviously we can't do it, but if I have other people, like, this is a must do for me. So
why can't you do it if you're by yourself?
Like, if we're with Link, yeah.
So I was like, I don't understand. But no. How tall is he?
He is what was he, 37?
Yeah, he's almost
37
there.
He's almost there.
Oh, you're looking at it?
He's they're looking
there's
at
a, there's
now.
A slideshow.
Oh, wow. Nice rack on this one.
Jeez. So yeah, Splash Mountain's my number one.
Okay.
It's a good choice.
Thank you.
Yeah, when we sat down and said like this is gonna be the topic, I was like, okay, 1 through 4, all the mountains. Like,
mm-hmm.
Yes. It was very difficult for me, but my number one is Space Mountain.
Oh my god, I'm awesome, the only one that has this on my list.
Space Mountain is a little, in my opinion, a little overrated.
Nobody has my pick.
I really liked it.
I'm sorry.
I really liked it when I was younger, mm-hmm. but as I've gotten older, I'm like,
I
get it.
I loved it when I was younger. Mountain? Yeah, Space okay. Mountain. I loved it so much when I was younger. And then as I got older, I was like, okay, it's whatever. And then I went with Sophie. And I fell in love
maybe
with
when Link's tall enough to ride it, I'll fall in love with it again. But
again, I had to ride the whole time, like sitting. I was sitting behind her, and I had to reach over and hold her hands because she was freaking out. And
pitch black.
I could hear her screaming the entire time. And we got off the ride, and she's like, "That was awesome!" So, I loved it. I thought it was fantastic and so much fun. It's just so much more fun with little kids because they're seeing everything for the first time.
Right.
But I remember my first time on that ride, I was like 7 or 8, and I was with one of my mom's brothers, like, and his family. So it was like me and my cousins, and I was freaking out because I had never been on the ride, and I like was about to start crying in the line, and my cousin saw me, and so I started talking to her, and then she told her dad, my uncle, she's like, "Oh, Vanessa's really scared." And he comes up to me, he like got down on my level, and I'm like, "Okay, he's gonna come for me, cool, I'm gonna feel better." He goes, "Don't worry, sweetie, I'll sit behind you, so if you fall out, I can catch you."
And that's what you say to a kid.
Perfect. So then more tears. Like, I cried the rest of the night.
You mean I can fall out?
No, do it. And then I did it, and I was like, I fell in love with the ride, and it's like, now that Sophie's tall enough, it's going to be one of those rides.
It totally
that
is the rite of
time.
Passage, like, for roller coasters, though. I 100% agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was, that's my number one, is Space Mountain.
They're,
and I love that it's all inside. And it's all dark, and it's fast, and
I want to go fast.
I like going fast.
And I've got a little tidbit, but I've got Cookie in my mouth.
Okay, but yeah, Space. It's I can't remember the last time I rode it though.
I remember like being almost tall enough. Like, you know how you go with your parents, like they measure you, and like, oh, you're not tall enough this time. And I remember every time my dad would tell me like, it's the best ride. I can't wait for you to be like tall enough or whatever. So then like my dad was always the one that took me like on all the big kid mm-hmm. rides, and my mom uh-huh. stayed with my brother. So I remember being tall enough to actually finally ride it. I remember with this one and with the Back to the Future ride at Universal. These were the two that like stick out to me from when I was a kid. But yeah, I remember finally being tall enough to ride it, and then it was so awesome. And then it was like more of a bonding thing with me and my dad.
There was a trick to get the lap bar stuck, which they have since corrected. But I remember my older cousin Victor taught me this, where when you are approaching the debarking station,
mm-hmm.
If you use your thighs and you press up on the lap bar as they're releasing it, it would stay locked in place.
So what? So you would have to go again?
You would have to go again. Yeah. So he went like 3 times in a row.
Because he was stuck.
Because he was stuck, right. So I waited for him there as he left his cousin 9 years younger.
Nice.
And I asked him, I'm like, what happened? And he goes, "I'll tell you outside." So we go outside, and then he goes, "There's a trick to getting it stuck." I said, "What?" And he showed me. And so I did it next time, and it works. But
I was never ballsy enough to do it three times in a row.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
And I think they caught on because it doesn't work anymore.
Oh. Pooper.
Yeah. So.
But yeah, I love.
Victor probably ruined all the fun for everybody.
Probably. Mm-hmm. I love Space Mountain, and I love that memory with my family of me being absolutely terrified. That makes sense. Yeah. Well, my uncles are all a bunch of jerks that like to scare me before every single ride that I have to go on.
Sorry. So, yeah.
But I love them.
All right. Dave, number one.
My number one is my favorite ride of all time. Any park, anywhere, I put this ride up against all of them. And it's the Indiana Jones Adventure, Temple of the Forbidden Eye.
No, it's a good ride, but it's not like...
I'm saying this is my personal favorite.
Okay, fine.
It's my number two. It was my number two.
Yeah. I haven't
been to Disneyland in forever, and I still remember that ride.
Well, see, here's the thing is I did it two, maybe three times as a kid. And being the... If you've listened to Geekmore, it's no surprise that I am a huge Indiana Jones fan.
Right.
You are?
This is shocking news. We have a new listener, ladies and gentlemen. I didn't know if I was just remembering it fondly because it had been about 10 years since I'd been to the park. And then Steph and I went together when we were, what, 23?
Something like that.
Something like that. So a couple years back now. And I wrote it again. I was like, oh my God, this is just as good as I remember being. And then I did it again this last time I went out in March. And it was just as good as I remembered it being.
I will say, I thought that, to be honest, like I thought that you had talked it up for me.
That's entirely possible.
And when I, there's a lot of things, if you've done like the Mummy and Universal, it's very, like the queue is very reminiscent of that. If you've done.
Indiana Jones came before it.
Well, yeah. No, I know. But like some people haven't been able to go to California.
So right.
Whatever. Yeah, David.
Oh, I thought you were saying that it felt unoriginal to you.
No. It doesn't. Okay. It's the same track as Dinosaur. It's the same kind of, you know, that car that. Is on a track, whatever.
That's another great one.
That Dinosaur is great.
Get the crap out of me.
but yeah.
Sarapar. Not our dino. But at least this one's a vegetarian.
Of course you know that line.
That's always been my favorite line.
I really thought that like he was just like, I'm like, it can't be that good because this guy is like a fucking psycho and like whatever. There's no way that this ride is that good. And when I got off that ride, I this was probably one of the happiest moments in his life that he's ever had. I looked at him like, let's go do it again. Because it's really good. Yeah. It is very good. Yeah. Do I think it's the best theme park ride ever? No.
No, and I'm sure a lot of it boils down to the fact that I am just the biggest Indiana Jones fan that you'll ever meet. And I know that that has something to do with it, but this is my list.
Right.
You know?
This is my mountain, damn it.
And for me, everything from the moment that you see the Indiana Jones Adventure sign right next to the Swiss Family Robinson treehouse to the moment that you get off the ride.
It's not Swiss Family Robinson over there.
What is it?
Tarzan.
Oh, they changed it. It wasn't when I first did it.
FYI.
The whole ride, the whole line is incredible. It feels like a 1930s dig, like that feel that you get when you watch Raiders of the Lost Ark and you feel like you're watching an old time movie. That's what it feels like. And then you get far enough in the ride and they got John Rhys Davies. Excuse me. They got John Rhys Davies to do a video as Sala. And he's talking about the discovery of the Temple of the Forbidden Eye, that Indiana Jones is, you know, the guy leading the expedition or whatever, and there's skulls on pikes and there's all sorts of like cool, you know, Indiana Jonesy stuff, and then you finally get on the ride and it's everything you want it to be.
Yeah.
You know, the very first thing you see is and more, yeah. The first thing you see is Indiana Jones trying to open up a door, like, and it is the most Indiana Jones thing that you've ever experienced, you know, because it's like, that guy, he's probably left over from the Pirates of the Caribbean, but they got a hat on him and he looks like Indiana Jones now.
It's probably right? President Truman from Hall of Presidents.
Now, they've since upgraded it and it looks like Harrison Ford now, but the design is incredible.
Yeah.
The main
Mary, we
room,
need to go to Disneyland.
the main chamber with the statue of the eye.
When you're on the bridge. Yeah.
It's so awesome. And then they've got music from the movies.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because when the bridge starts shaking, it's like...
There's Indiana Jones moments, you know? Yeah. And there's supernatural stuff.
It's dope as fuck.
There's supernatural stuff. There's snakes. There's a boulder that chases after you. And then the end of the ride is Indiana Jones. Like, you're like, oh my God, did he make it out? Right? And it's a cliffhanger, like all the, like every fucking Indiana Jones movie.
Vanessa's face, you're like, right?
Mm-hmm. It's Vanessa, it's okay. He makes it out because the last thing you see.
Oh, thank you. I was so worried.
He's there at the end and he's got his hands on his knees and you know,
oh,
he's
thank
like,
God.
Oh. I forget what it is that he says. But
wow,
it's so impressionable. I'm some always fan. Just going, by the time, you know, the ride is ending. It's, oh my God. It's the best.
Okay. All right.
Good choice, David.
Thank you.
I liked it too.
That's right. Good choice, Jeffrey.
My number one, I'm shocked and appalled that nobody has this on their mountain. It is by far and wide my favorite ride at Disney, and it is the Haunted Mansion.
That is a good one.
That's a good one, Jeff.
An honorable mention for me, man. I love this ride.
It's on Link's Mountain.
Yeah, and actually, I have to revise because Nathan actually loved it.
Yeah.
Nathan actually loved the Haunted Mansion, but then again, he knows that he likes zombies, so.
Yeah, so does Link asked for Spooky House when we go to Disney.
Right.
So.
This is one that I think benefited from the upgrade. The updates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the room with the spider web and the spider... After the piano,
mm-hmm.
that wasn't really a scary room. It didn't scare me as a kid, but now with that staircase that they've got going on, yeah. It's creepy. It's very creepy.
And the thing is, talk about again. Well, I'm a big horror fan. Mm-hmm. No.
Really?
What? We're gonna record Shiver after this?
Podcast day.
Talk about the queue. And even now with the upgrade, before it was just the gates. Now they added all those gravestones that
yes,
you can play with.
Yes, those are so much fun.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they have like cool little things that the kids can do. You've got the classic tombstones that are all along mm-hmm. that have the funny sayings, yeah. and, like a la Jungle Cruise.
Yeah.
Mr. Right. Toad's tomb is there.
Yeah.
My favorite is Chase the Bear into a cave.
Because his name is Dave?
Yeah.
I was actually in Memento Mori. They have a couple of those. Headstone yeah. shirts, but I was looking for that one to buy it for you last time you were there. They don't have it.
Oh.
But and then you go in and it's got like talk about one. If I was a cast member, I'd want to work at the Haunted Mansion.
Oh yeah, for sure. This is another one where the cast members are allowed to be assholes.
Yeah,
because like you're supposed to.
Like, please fill all the dead space. Yeah. Like, yeah. And then it's
I love all those like punny things.
Yeah, and then you've got the room that you start off in. That is this room getting larger?
Well, even before that room, the moment you enter the house that you're in the foyer.
Mm-hmm.
They've got that painting.
Oh yeah,
that changes. Slowly decomposes.
Yeah,
it sets the tone so perfectly.
Yeah,
you know that they used to in Disneyland those paintings, like the stretch paintings, used to actually be like oil drawn, like oil painted.
Oh really?
And they in the 70s they stopped doing it, but every once in a while those go up for auction, and they're like. Really,
a lot of
really expensive, but yeah, you can still find them.
I want to get
replace
prints
them every
of those.
Year. That's why.
Oh, okay.
So
I want to get prints of those for the house.
Yeah.
Cool. But like I and then like the, just like the ghost host, you
His
know,
voice
it's like,
is
yeah.
So great.
There's 999 rooms here. There's room for one more. You know, and you're like. You get in your
doom buggy,
mm-hmm. and like just the it's creepy, but it's fun.
Yeah,
at the same time,
it's campy,
right? Yeah. And it's like it's just
I love the hitchhiking ghost.
Yeah.
The hitchhiking ghost. Walt Disney, his head is one of the heads in the grave.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
in the tomb in the graveyard
the
area.
Heads,
one of the singing yeah. heads, like. It's just to me, it's just a fun. And when Nathan was on it, I thought he was going to get scared. He was cracking up.
I was like really scared of putting Link on that ride to begin with, as I was like, this kid is going to like.
Well, I had been wanting to take Sophie on that. Like one of the first times we took her, I'm like, let's take her Haunted Mansion because it's a slow ride.
Right.
And Neri was the one that was more hesitant. Like, oh, she's going to be scared. And I think
yeah,
we finally,
she was going to be scared.
Yeah. That ride does not scare me. All right. That ride does not scare me.
That's not scary, bro.
It's not scary, bro. Back up off.
You don't know me.
You don't know my life. But she, we took Oliver liked it too. Both of them, they had a really good time on it. So.
The one negative thing about that ride for me is
Indiana Jones.
Well, okay. So the other negative thing about that ride for me is every time that Steph and I would go on there, there's the room with the serial killer bride.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. And she pushes you out the window and then you start falling backwards and then you make your way into the graveyard. And there's who I assume is the
caretaker.
Is the caretaker of the graveyard. And he's got this emaciated dog with him.
Mm-hmm.
Every time that we go to Disney, I feel guilty at that moment. Only at that moment that we've left our dogs. and that we're on vacation wow. without them. And I would look at that dog, and he doesn't look like my dog Bruce that I talked about on Geekmore a couple episodes ago. But I was reminded of him, like, fuck, Bruce is wanting me, and he's at home. And so that's the only, and it's nothing wrong with the ride, you know? It's totally with my, like, guilty conscience. But, God, I love that ride.
That ride's great.
Mm-hmm. Good choice.
The song.
It's a good one, BFF.
Yeah.
The song is incredible. You know,
but I and the thing is, I know that the different lands, like I want to go to the Disneyland one because I know that, and especially they change it for to Nightmare that on Elm Street. I mean, Nightmare Before Christmas.
They do a Nightmare on Elm Street one.
Yeah, I'm not riding that.
Oh
one.
My
that
god!
Both times
Christmas.
That I've been to Disneyland, it's been in the summer, and I haven't been able to see it. They change it from September to January. I would venture to say that if I've been able to experience that version of it, it probably would have been my number one.
Well, and I heard the Paris one's great too.
The Paris one is supposed to be good. They do the Haunted Mansion conversion for Tokyo also.
Okay.
So the thing with that, I actually read up on it, and I'm like, I want to know why they don't have it at Magic Kingdom. So for people that don't know, from September to January in Disneyland, they convert the Haunted Mansion, and it's called I don't remember what it's called, but it's Nightmare Before Christmas themed.
Right.
And the whole thing, the sounds, like the narrations, everything
it's a completely different.
It's completely different. It tells you, it's basically telling you the story of Nightmare Before Christmas instead of the Haunted Mansion. And I looked into why, and I looked into like the kind of the mechanics of it, and apparently they were set to do it to bring it into Magic Kingdom, and at the last minute the CEO of Magic Kingdom scrapped the plans for whatever reason. He just didn't want it, whatever. So since Tokyo Disneyland has our exact Haunted Mansion in California, it's like a southern plantation,
right
here it's like a Victorian manor in Tokyo has the Victorian manor. They sent it over there.
Okay.
Since it's basically the exact same, like, you know, number scaling, whatever, it's the same. So they sent it over there. So I hope that we'll get to see that one day, whether it's in Disneyland or whether they bring it over, because I
youth birthday trip.
That's you know, or that, you know. So yeah, that's a great pick. That never has a line. Either. I mean, it has a line,
but it goes
never,
fast.
It has a line. 30 minutes.
We waited close to an hour for that ride.
Oh, see, but I won't wait.
And it's worth it.
No,
I think so.
A lot of it is
out. I'll wait whatever it is for that ride.
No, but it was at night already. So.
Oh, okay.
And it was in January, so it wasn't so hot.
I feel like you have to do that ride at night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Waiting in that
there
line at night.
There was one time that we
adds
did
a,
it.
Like a kind of creepy element to
yeah.
it.
Mm-hmm. That, there was one time that we did it, and I think it was during one of those like 24-hour mm-hmm. parties that they used to do, that for some reason we either got left behind from the crowd or whatever, but we had a good 10 doom buggies in front of us that were empty and a good 10 doom buggies behind us that were empty. When it's in that room that has the floating head and there's
and
nobody else around you.
It was kind of creepy.
I mean, I know it's Disney and I know nothing's going to happen, but there was a moment where I was like, there's something.
Well, the abandoned theme park is one of those like horror scenarios that everyone, you know,
so
always
you
talks
kind
about.
Of got, we, I kind of got that feeling and I was like, let's get out of here.
I don't
when you get
know.
To the ghost party right after that and you're looking down that huge
and
line
there
it's
is
like,
nobody?
No one here.
I don't know how it happened that we ended up alone in the queue there, but it happened. So yeah, anyway.
All right.
So we only have two repeats.
Yep. Okay, so we for sure have Star Tours and Indiana Jones on.
Okay,
the
I'm happy.
Mountain.
Whatever else makes it, I don't care.
I'm going to petition for Haunted Mansion because I think that's
okay
a classic.
With that. I'm okay with
totally
that too.
Okay with that.
I'm okay with that. Haunted Mansion is a classic.
I agree
with that. All
right, so Haunted Mansion.
And then I would say maybe.
I'd say Jungle Cruise.
Jungle Cruise or Pirates. But I don't think Pirates
No,
Pirates
didn't
make it. Okay, so we have now. Let me just go through.
I'd be okay with Splash Mountain too.
Okay.
Okay. So let's just go through what we have real quick, and then we can decide. We have Space Mountain, Splash Mountain, Jungle Cruise, Toy Story, Expedition Everest, Aladdin, Musical Spectacular, Rock and Roller Coaster, Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, Tower of Terror, and Radiator Springs Racers. Guys, I mean, this is a good list we made.
Yeah. I'm going to petition for my number one, but, you know.
Splash Mountain.
Splash Mountain.
I'm okay with Splash Mountain.
I'm okay with Splash Mountain.
Yeah,
because
any one of those I'm okay with.
Again, like I said, when I first made my list, I put all the mountains on it. Right. So mm-hmm. I'm okay with any of them. So Splash Mountain.
Yeah,
I'm fine with it. Let's do it.
All right, Vanessa. So what's the final mountain?
The final mountain, if I can spell this correctly. Did I spell it? Yes.
Sorry, did I spell it?
It's been a long day. Okay, so Splash Mountain, Haunted Mansion, Indiana Jones, and Star Tours.
Awesome.
Great mountain. Cool. Well, that's our mountain, guys. If you want to check out the rest of the podcast on the Geek Bro Network, we have Cosplay Fame, What's Up Bro, Mamas and Merlot, Zeros on Heroes, What's Good, this podcast, Mount Geekmore. We have House of Heel. We have Shiver, our horror podcast.
It's coming up next.
We're recording next. And I think, Zeros on Heroes, What's Good?
I think
What's Good.
It,
okay. Yeah. So thank you guys for listening, and that's how...
Send us ideas for mountains.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, please send us ideas.
On Twitter or Facebook.
Yeah, we're open.
We've got social media.
Yeah.
We'd love to tackle any type of different mountain. So
MT Geekmore.
On all social media.
Yes. @gmail.com.
Yes. Yes. So thank you guys, and that's how lists are made. Pew. Pew.